Yo, we good, we good.
Here you go.
Why is Coolio here? So Lewis has
Lulio.
Wow.
I was trying to figure out what to say. Lulio.
Nah, it's too early for this.
But Lewis got the dreads in his beard. Wait, nah, wasn't it Coolio that did like the mohawk with the dreads?
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, he did it was the like pigtails. One.
He did all of them. He did a lot.
Wait, nah, but I thought
that nigga balding crazy because of all of that shit right now. Damn. He still got the braid going, but everything else is
that's all he got.
Wait, did he ever go to jail for bringing that crack to the airport?
I would hope so.
Yeah, he probably did.
He did. That was like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, he probably did.
Oh.
Good old Coolio. Shout out Coolio. What up, man?
Niggas got to stop fucking with crack. Like, there's nothing about crack that looks cool.
It's a smart decision.
I'm watching Snowfall. And, like, I just got to the crack era. Like, I'm at the beginning of season two.
Damn. Ain't this whole show about the crack era?
Nah,
it starts off with weed, coke, crack.
Son, okay. When you see the RZA, you know shit's about to get real. Because he's like, let me tell you how to start selling niggas the quack.
Son, nigga put a whole Q in the word.
The nigga selling ducks.
Wow.
Hey, that's a bird.
That's a bird.
Wow.
Doug Jordan.
My nigga kid.
Wait, why am I there? I was just like, yo, I don't know how I got here, but.
Son, crack as soon as I see the crack rock, I'm like, this show's about to get lit.
Yep.
Like, niggas start dying after that. I'm like, let's go.
Nigga, people were dying in the second episode.
No, but they're dying.
Niggas
now.
Was getting raped on the second episode.
That's the only rape in the show.
I ain't get to the second episode, bro.
Nigga, you didn't rape the show, nigga. Why are you defending it?
Nigga got his whole booty hole displaced.
Wow. Well,
you see, different times. I don't know.
The way he was yelling at his mans when he's like, yo, I got to go kill this thing. Like, yo, we got him. He got us back. Nigga, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was like, nah, niggas got
to
die.
Niggas ran in my house. Beat me with a baseball bat. Tied me up.
All types of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what? Nah, nothing. That was it. The first two.
That was it.
Why your pants bleeding in the back?
Huh?
Nah. Listen.
Why you wearing diapers now?
Nah, that show is...
Ray, stop.
That show is real as fuck.
I've been meaning to watch it.
I fucking love that show, dude.
The first two seasons are on Hulu. The third one I had to watch on FX.
I got FX.
It'll probably be on Hulu next week because the last episode comes on the 11th.
Mm. Yeah. Wednesday. Yo, this shit... I just want to say that... crack noises are like really, really weird. Not what? Crackheads, crack noises.
The noises that crackheads make? Or like the noises after, that crack makes?
No, when they smoke the crack.
Son, I love that shit. Yeah. And then like there's like this weird effect on the screen and niggas just like
slumped
over. You can
hear like their
over.
Lungs emptying and I'm like, this doesn't.
Shit.
And like they were selling it like when crack first was like a thing. They were selling it as like party drug, like recreation, like Molly and shit like that. And I'm like. Yo, what the? It's I don't know. Yo, it's
son,
weird.
The first nigga that you see hit that shit,
it never looked clean.
Like his homies watching him like get high off of it. He's like, yo, I'm good.
Yeah,
it's like when he was about to smoke it, he was all hype. Like, yo, I'm smoking right after you. Then his man hit the crack rock, and he was just like, never mind.
Nah, I'll pass. Like, yeah. I'll pass on that.
I'm gonna go back to the party.
That's definitely one of those let you.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, nah, nigga.
We'll pass. Intro.
Hold up, put your ass in the air.
Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are in by popular demand. This is episode 68.
Young 68. The noble 68.
What's so noble about 68, Jay?
Well, 68 brings like a certain...
je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
We dress better than usual today. I don't know why.
Nigga, who's we? What?
Hey, this nigga got on buttons.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, fucking James.
I'm crypt today.
According to James, I got the good shirt on. Thing got his tucked in game going strong.
Is that the only shirt you tuck?
Nah, I tuck other shirts, but this is like the shirt that I only tuck. I never wear the shirt out of the pants. Oh,
okay.
Right. I like that. I respect. Yo, you got to put some respect on Marcel's name sometimes. Yeah. Man.
Also, I just got a new belt. Like, my old belt was kind of okay. busted, so I couldn't tuck shirts.
So you couldn't tuck shirts? Yeah. Yo, listen, I own...
You got the new Gordy?
Nah, I own...
This shit from a China store.
A China store. I'm in a Gordy. Yo, let me get beef and broccoli and a new belt.
Beef, broccoli, new belt?
All right. As always, it's the Homebody Homeboys, Chris and... Today with me, I got some problematic motherfuckers. I don't know what's happening. Listen, I don't know what's getting edited into the intro, but listen.
That's staying right there.
Yeah. Nah, that needs to stay right there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. That's what they said.
It's only getting worse from here, nigga.
I heard about the docket, and I'm scared. But oh, anyway, man.
Yo,
I got,
that docket.
Nigga, we put you on the docket.
That's a big fact.
I got what? I got.
We put the big blurt on the docket.
Nope. I got James, Lou, Marcel.
I'm here. I'm in the building, man.
Those three.
Per use, nigga.
Per use, nigga.
Per use.
Niggas ain't even see me with my iced coffee, nigga. Uh-huh. No socks with the track pants.
Yo, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
Why do you not have socks
That's
on
young
with the
Chris right there.
Nigga, it's laundry day.
Big body blur.
Nigga,
the real BBB.
How many pairs of socks you got? Three? You just like, yo, it's laundry day. They
you
all
got hirachis on with no socks.
That's nasty. No, that's a nasty foot.
No, it's because the socks that would show with these pants don't match.
You got ankle socks, my nigga?
Huh? I don't wear ankle socks. No. Yeah,
Tall nigga problems, I guess.
Yeah. Because, like, no matter what.
Socks get long, socks for him
with just regular socks for us.
Yeah, nah, because, nigga.
Nigga got long-ass ankles.
Yeah, my legs are built like baseball bats.
Technically, yeah. So,
all right, I'll be thick up top. Anyway, because, like, since I'm tall, that if I wear ankle socks, you still see fucking the shoe. A bunch of the sock, and then like a little bit of ankle, where it looks awkward. It looks like a regular sock.
Show them a little skin, bro.
You got mad statement socks. Just rock those.
Yeah.
Mad what?
Socks with shit on them. Statement socks.
Yeah. That's what's washing.
Oh, all of
yeah,
those?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I wash them together. I separate gym socks from regular socks.
Okay. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, man. You do good.
But anyway,
I'll do my own laundry because I'm lazy.
That's fair. Yeah. I wouldn't either if I didn't have to. But I was trying this like also new trend because why not? Because I was like, yo, no socks with the track pants and shit like that. But then I would leave the house and it would be mad cold. So now my ankles are freezing.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And then I went to Dunkin' Donuts this morning and this isn't even my drink. But what happened was, so pumpkin spice shit is back, right? So I was like, I bet. I'm about to go be the wild basic bitch.
Uh-huh.
Ankles out. I gotta get the pumpkin spice. Whatever.
When is the Dunkin' and order the grande?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold the Ariana.
Hold the Ariana. No. Don't hold the Ariana. Actually,
I'm not touching Ariana Grande.
No. I would touch it.
You're on your own.
If you would like to be touched.
That's. You know what? Anyway, so I'm in Dunkin' Donuts, right?
And I love this more so.
Yo, we need our own problematic life.
Listen, I said, however, she would like to be touched.
Exactly.
Now, you know what?
I'm gonna full consent.
I'm going to get a problematic spray bottle where I'm just going to spray you this nigga like a
like
cat.
I'm a bad dog.
Like a cat.
Nigga down.
Stop that.
You would have to use it on James more often than me.
That's not true.
James would say shit to get sprayed.
Yeah,
I would. It just get hot.
Nigga would bask in this shit like it's a fucking shampoo commercial.
I'm wearing a plaid turtleneck this week. What? 86 degrees outside. Yeah, but
he'd be like, yeah, spray me down.
Yeah, spray me down.
See? So anyway, I go to Dunkin' Donuts today, and I'm online, and all I wanted was this fucking pumpkin spice coffee. Coffee, not whatever the fuck this is, ice fucking thingy.
Pumpkin spice frappuccino right there.
I don't know what it is, but.
I don't know. It looks popping though, I'm not gonna lie.
It's
a latte.
Good. It's a latte? I don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I was just like, whatever. So I get to the counter, make my order. So now I'm on the side waiting. And there's this family in front of me, two kids and like their younger brother and shit like that, or whoever the fuck. Two teenagers and like a little kid. They get their order. They take the bag and they're looking in it and they're like, yo, son, yo, we got two extra sandwiches. We got two extra bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh.
And they're like, yo, shut up. Yo, let's go. And they're about to go. And she's like, nah, I got to get my French chai, blah, 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 or some shit like that. So they're still waiting on the side. So then this lady, this pregnant lady comes up right after they say that. This is about 15 seconds. Damn. Comes up to the desk and goes, oh, I'm sorry. I also ordered four bacon, egg, and cheeses. She's like, where's mine? Because I guess she ordered first.
Yeah.
And
he called her.
Yeah, he calls him back. Yo, I'm not judging. She's pregnant. Maybe she's getting them for her family too.
Yeah.
Not my business. I don't give a fuck.
They're for her.
They're making egg and cheese sandwiches and trash.
They're for her.
Listen. So like, I'm wondering why you're even getting that shit from there anyway.
All right. But
she's like, donuts and coffee and get the fuck out.
Girl, right? Fucking Poppy in the corner, nigga. What you doing?
So now.
Or the little fucking tater tot shits they got. The hash browns.
Those shits are good. Okay. Those are
fine. They call them hash browns, but they're fucking tater tots.
Yeah.
But they're delicious and full of salt. Yeah. So eat them, but don't.
You got some oregano?
Eat them and die. You just walk around with oregano, Lou?
Yeah, come on.
No,
Lou.
They got oregano.
Lou looks like he walks around with oregano.
Let's not put that image out there.
Lou definitely does look like he has an assorted.
I guess we're here now.
in his bag.
Like he goes, pops the trunk, and paprika's just like sitting there ready to go.
Built in spice rack in the Buick?
Yo. Smoked paprika.
Wow. I didn't even know that was a thing. Son.
That nigga's gonna cook more.
This nigga Steve from fucking Blue's Clues and shit.
My nigga came in and said, baby, it's sazon season.
Papi sazon.
Papi sazon.
So now the fucking Dunkin' Donuts guy calls the kids back and he was like, oh, what's your order number? And they're like, whatever. And he goes, oh, no, I'm sorry, that's hers. And then she goes, I don't want that. And she... And now I'm standing in the corner like, oh, shit, here we go again.
It's about
wait,
to
wait, why,
go
she, why she don't want that? Your order?
Because those hooligans touched it, James.
Yeah, because I'm like, but it's not even like they opened
it's
the bag.
In the bag.
It's like, in the bag.
They handed them the wrong
and
bag.
And it's wrapped. Yeah.
And it just happened. So she was like, I don't want that. I want a fresh one. And then
that is the fresh
my
one.
My, that shit is fresh.
I'm like, that's it's fresh.
Said, I ain't Mentos.
Yeah, right?
Let that sink in.
Yeah. That's one.
He's about to sink his foot in your ass.
James brought it back.
So then she walks away like whatever, and then the dude takes the bag. He makes two fresh ones, takes two out of the bag, and puts it in her new bag. And I'm like, when this bitch finds out, she about to fuck you up. So the next coffee they call, I just took it and I left. I was like, yo, thank you.
I'd have stayed. Nah. I'd have stayed for that one.
Nah.
I'm so pretentious with that, man.
I don't want them problems.
Anybody spitting a sandwich, son?
Come on.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they might spit in your sandwich now that you gave them a problem about the sandwich.
Yeah.
Tell them I want a fresh one. It is fresh.
Yeah.
He just made it.
He like, just grabbed the bag.
Yo, see, I couldn't have that job.
Oh, no.
Because, the way I just go into dick mode real quick.
Hey.
As the sentence was coming out.
Is it a switch, nigga?
Yeah. Nigga, why are you looking for it?
I'm not looking for it.
I'm
trying to figure out what's going on here. All
right. Wait. You're getting extra spicy with the seasons, Lou. You got to chill.
Saw some poppy, nigga.
He moved me away from this, nigga.
He got the switch on his hip.
The shit forms like a Megazord.
Says this dick mode.
And then it's just dick mode. Shit, dumb dick mode.
Sentai dick mode.
His girl just fucks with him sometimes. Just fixing it. Hey, baby, not here. We at Whole Foods, baby.
Go dick ranger.
And then when you flip them,
they all transform and do the same like strong.
Oh,
when you flip the switch, it just keeps going like this.
Oh.
It's like what was that game that with the box with the red and blue?
Oh, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, like you press the button.
Rock'em Cock'em Robots.
Wow.
Rock'em Cock'em Robots. Oh wait, yo, can we make that a thing?
Yeah, you definitely could.
We do that at the party.
Why? Wait.
Homebodymerch.com.
What the fuck is that thing, nigga? Not ourselves, nigga.
Oh, all right. He was like.
So anyway,
I
turned into an asshole real quick.
Yeah, okay.
Like, lady be like, excuse me, I need a fresh one. I'd be like, bitch.
Now you're not getting nothing. Now you owe your
shit. This nigga get fired on his first day.
Like, all right, give me the old bag. All right, cool. Who want this shit for free?
Hey,
that's here right. You go.
I'm not going to lie. In the back of my mind, I'm like, yo, if nobody going to take that shit. There's four of us here.
I would have been eternally grateful for that trash bacon, egg, and cheese.
Hell yeah, that nigga.
Me and Lewis would have ate good.
Well, we did, but yeah.
Nah, we eat good again. We always eat good.
I came in. These niggas is fucking having like a big breakfast. They're watching some, I don't know, white nigga tell jokes and shit like that.
Wow, niggas don't even let you know. Like, yo, fam, we going to get breakfast.
That was Lewis.
That was all me.
Fam, like.
Lewis don't fuck with me. I see this now.
Nigga,
Lewis
we start the podcast the same time every week.
What you mean? I was here. All time.
The nigga at like 10:50, he was like, yo, what time are we recording the fire?
Nigga's like, I'm rolling out of bed.
Nigga, you 20 minutes late. Granted, that's when I was leaving the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot, but that's neither here nor there.
All right, so I left the crib same time you left Dunkin' Donuts.
I got here before you.
Yeah. You was closer.
I got here 9:30
Nigga,
hungry.
You lit
Shut
closer.
Up, nigga.
You lit the closest.
I got here 9:30 hungry, nigga. I wasn't waiting for you.
Why were you here?
He was hangry.
I was hangry. I had to do some shit beforehand, nigga.
Oh, all right.
He was playing Rock'em Cock'em.
Yes, he was.
In the back.
No, don't say yes, he was, James.
Yes, he was.
He was like, I enjoyed
it. You're my only winners when I was here.
Oh, man. But anyway.
Lou just in the booth.
Hey, hey.
I'm so happy we don't have video. So happy.
So it's September.
We're going to put out the security footage.
No, we're not. So it's September now, right?
It is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got to get a calendar.
You have one, nigga. It's in your pocket.
I thought it was March.
Anyway.
Shout out to my September babies.
Yeah. Is your birthday in September?
Yeah.
Oh. You're the 30th, right?
22nd.
I was close.
You were really close.
That was close. That was
but
close
happy
enough.
Birthday in advance.
Lewis is going to be 27.
I know. Nobody going to remember.
We turning up?
Maybe.
Lewis is going to be 27, though. Man.
I don't know. We'll see.
Todd.
We're going to Elmont. All right.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to have his party. We're like, yo, we're not going to Jersey, and we're just going to go somewhere else in Queens.
And we're
going to
celebrate my podcast and like send him videos.
My birthday falls on podcast day, so.
Ooh.
Oh,
all right. So we're going to Hooters.
Oh, I was about to say, we're going to Hooters.
Nigga. Oh, I thought that shit was open. I got very nervous.
All right. But anyway, it's September. It's back to school. Fall is coming. All these good things.
Uh-huh. Get these little kids up off the fucking street. You fucking little scumbags, go learn something.
Shout out to my daughter. She's in the second, third grade now.
I'm sorry,
you give your daughter a shout out after I said
third grade too.
You can't be second and third grade.
My bad. That was last year.
She was like, oh, she's in the second, third grade. I'm like, your baby got left back? What's going on?
No. It's third grade plus.
It's third grade plus.
It's advanced class.
It's a thing.
It's third grade again. Part two. They changed the curriculum, so you got to do three twice.
Everyone got to do it twice.
Three twice. Okay.
Don't cry, baby.
It's like new math again. Yo, how do you deal with that new math?
I don't.
And that's how you do
she
that.
She pays attention in class.
God damn it.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think she's up to the part where it's that difficult now that it makes that much of a difference.
That's
like,
fifth grade.
The time that I've helped her, like, it's mostly the same. It's not that much of a difference yet. Like, there's like things that are like a little bit, but like the long division is a little different.
Yeah, I never got that. What was wrong with the way it was before?
I don't know. Whose idea was this?
They think it's easier to teach this new way, and I'm just like, it's far more complicated.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's so many more steps from what we're used to doing.
You got
to
put some shit on the side, and what if I forget about the shit
like,
that's on the side?
Visually.
That's where I put my doodles.
Yeah.
Visually, it is kind of like easier to see the shit, but like I don't need to see it on the paper. I just I need to get the right answer.
Exactly.
Like, I don't.
The quickest way to the right
answer. It's one of those things where, like, you know, every now and then you would get the shit right, and then they would tell you to show your work. Mm-hmm. But, like, the way you got it right was wrong, but you got the right answer.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh, well, you didn't do it right, but I got the right answer, so fuck it.
Also, by the time you get to high school, college, everyone has the calculators. Who gives a shit?
And that's all you're using.
And that's all you're using. Like, after that, I can't remember the last time I did a math problem written out. Why?
When's the last time you did logarithms?
What? I don't think I ever did.
Algorithm?
No, logarithm.
Logarithms.
What the fuck is when was the last thing you ran into Pythagorean in a theorem?
Exactly. Yo, son.
I used to hate that shit. You didn't use none of that stuff.
I think that was in the last Harry Potter movie.
Don't use
that.
Son.
Harry Potter and Pythagorean
like
theorem?
Year, niggas was just like,
nigga, that sounds like my Patronus.
What does that sound like a legit book?
It really is. That's why I stopped. I was just like, you know, that shit sounds a little too legit.
Yo, that sounds like Dumbledore got fucked up in that book.
Dumbledore did get fucked up a lot. But then, fucked up the ass.
What?
Oh, wow. Dumbledore
was gay. Yo, we read a whole different book, nigga.
I mean,
Which one were you reading?
We've been over this.
What's happening? What the fuck?
That's Marcel, bro.
You have a rainbow on your shirt.
So, nigga,
this is Marvel.
We've never been over this. Just want to clarify that.
Wait, y'all didn't know Dumbledore was gay?
No, nigga.
Wait, is he really?
No, yeah. He is.
I didn't know that.
The character and the...
Oh,
the actor.
Oh, I don't know about the actor.
How was the character game? They never emphasized that.
Huh? Yeah. It was. I forget where, but
well, it's like J.K. Rowling's whole thing where, like, after the books were done, she just went back and said, "Yo, everybody was gay."
Oh,
like not everybody,
but
even
she
Harry?
Started rattling off a long list, and then she was like, "Hermione's black," and I'm like,
"Hermione's black?
Yo, you doing a lot."
No.
Why was she black in the movie?
No. What happened was with that is that
she got a tan.
After the books, they did like some type of play and they casted a black woman as Hermione. And people, as people do, the whites were outraged like that.
It was Hermione.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Hermione.
That's what it was. That's
her last name, definitely Jenkins.
All right, Jenkins.
Now that's racist.
That's what we draw the line, nigga. Last name. That was a regular ass last name.
It was Harold.
Can you imagine her? Excuse me, Miss Jenkins. My name is Hermione.
She definitely tapped that weave with her wand.
How many apostrophes she got in her shit?
Two goddamn
minimum three.
And my nigga Harold Potter.
Her apostrophe, my apostrophe, nay with the accent over
N-A-
the E.
N-A-E.
Yo. But yo, that might be the name of the episode.
Yeah, Hermione.
Ron Weezy.
Yeah, it's up to you how to figure out how to spell that shit out.
But
then after that, J.K. Rowling came up. She was like, I never said she was white. I just described this one person.
That's a good point.
When they did the movies, they just casted a white person. Maybe because
in England?
They got niggas in England.
I know they got niggas in England, but it was like.
They got niggas in Paris.
Do-do.
You got to play the song, Lou.
Like four times in a row?
Mm-hmm. All
right.
But,
Ball so hard.
Yeah, this, that. Another thing with fucking that they changed the school, I heard they're not teaching script anymore.
There's no point.
Yeah, it's really.
But then it's like, but how do you teach kids how to sign shit now?
Sign?
Yeah, when you have to do
scribble some shit, nigga.
You have to do your signature. But that's
most people's signatures aren't like their name and script.
Right. All right. So now,
like mine definitely isn't. All
right. So now, when you go to the bank and you do certain, you sign certain shits and you have to do your signature.
Yeah.
They won't put certain shit through, like loans and all that stuff. If the signatures don't match up.
They don't want these kids getting loans and shit.
I'm talking about when they become adults.
Yo, I've perfected my scribble.
I'm talking about when they become adults, too. Fuck them niggas.
They do want you to take loans. That's how they make money.
Yeah,
should that be like a thing in school? Like, shouldn't that be some shit they learn on the side? Like, how to like write your name in script?
Nah.
Like, do you need a whole class for that?
We learned that shit in school.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, like, a whole class.
You know what I'm saying? Do kids really need a whole class or go over? Like, they could just learn that shit at home or when they get older.
Because
it's not the hardest script.
Because we used to do that in, like, English class.
It was like, all right.
Just a little bit. We'd have to, like, the little book.
The same way we learned how to write regular, we learned how to write in script. There was, like, instead of fucking thing, you do the little fucking squiggly.
I'm just saying the last thing I'm worried about my daughter learning the script.
All right.
In school. I'm talking about in school.
All right.
That's, I don't know, man. There are real life applications to that.
I'm talking about, like
you actually.
I could teach her script. It's not that hard to teach script. That's what I'm saying. Really? Like, I'm not worried at her school.
You can teach her economics, too.
I got this whole conspiracy thing where it's like the school systems stop teaching script because they want to, like, fuck over, like, these future generations when they. Like,
yes.
See?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I agree.
But he didn't fucking, so I had to, like, break it down.
Oh, all right.
I bet. But see? All right. So teach your daughter script. Protector.
I'm tinfoil hat man.
I teach my daughter shit when we're home.
Okay,
Lou. I don't let them teach them everything.
I'm proud of
and
you.
And I know they don't teach them everything.
They definitely.
I'm proud of you, Lou. Lou be teaching Black history at the crib.
Yeah,
you got to teach her how to make a shift.
Give me a fist bump, man.
Why?
Read that Harry Potter. Hermione. Black history.
He's
nigga.
Teaching Black history to his Dominican Filipino daughter. So
like, why?
She's Black. She's partially Black.
Yeah,
but she also looks Filipino.
She about like 40% Black.
She definitely looks 100% Filipino.
Yeah. Not 100%.
Like 80. No. 80.
Like you can kind of.
I'll go with 80.
You can kind of tell there's something else in there, but like white people can't see that.
Oh, yeah, they can.
They'll spot that shit. They got a radar. They got a radar.
They'll spot
that
shit from a mile away.
The radar is nigga.
Yeah, now remember,
wait. The white people just look at it and just start screaming out, nigga.
It's either your nigga or your Mexican.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, she'll definitely go.
Damn. Well, Lou's been a nigga.
Or it's either you're a nigga, you're Mexican, or you're Chinese.
Yo, Lou, let me ask you something. Because I don't know what the fuck these niggas talking about. Nope, shut up. All right. So, have you ever been out with your daughter and someone think you kidnapped her?
I feel like I have.
Okay. That's a thing.
No. That's
they're doing welfare checks.
That's a thing. It was in, what? It was a thing in, like, the Caribbean a lot, too, like, back in the day, where... Like, my grandfather is darker skin. My mom's light skin like me. And
yeah, your mom was hella pale.
No, she's just light skin like
me.
All
right, man.
all right. Anyway, she, like, when my mom was, like, a baby, like, my grandfather would be out with her and shit like that. And he got accused, like, a bunch of times of, like, kidnapping her. Because apparently that's what they used to do. They used to just, like, steal babies from people like that.
Like, nigga, that's my kid.
They didn't have cable back then or some shit like that. I don't know. But
okay, that makes sense.
Cause like, what are the other reasons that you want to kidnap a baby? Like, you
know, listen, a lot of things don't make sense in the islands. All
you
right?
know how much work a baby is. You just want to steal those kind of responsibilities. Fuck out of here, man. If anything, I'm trying to drop the babies off.
Like, true.
Tag, you're it. I'll be back in 18 years.
No, you won't.
Teach him how to play basketball.
Chris will be there. No,
yes, I will. How tight you think LeBron's dad is right now?
He tried to sue LeBron.
Highly upset.
Exactly. That's what LeBron? I'm saying. I'm not trying
to. He tried to sue LeBron like for what? Maybe like 14 years ago.
Yeah. That nigga not invited to Taco Tuesday. You know he man.
No, he be tight as shit.
He was tight. LeBron ain't give him no money.
What the fuck LeBron gonna give him money? He didn't give LeBron money.
Exactly. You don't have to give him shit.
He dead tried to file a lawsuit.
He wasn't
LeBron
ready to shoot
doesn't
in the
have
gym,
to give
nigga.
His mom money.
Wait, who do you think is more upset? LeBron's real dad or Delonte West?
Fam. Like, dude.
That's a good question.
I seen Delonte West like 2 weeks ago online, not in person.
I know James is on Team Delonte because he looked like that nigga.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. Wow. Definitely not.
Yeah, James. If you ever smoke crack, you would be Delonte West.
I don't have no red shit by my mouth, so.
If you smoke crack, you would.
Yeah. You have red tops, nigga.
Yeah.
Red
you actually look more like Delonte than I do.
Nah, I don't.
All right, you know what?
You got the same hairstyle.
Dude, I'm about to Google this nigga right now.
A million people got this hairstyle.
It's a high top.
That's it.
Delonte West, 2019. All right, here we go.
That's disrespectful to say I look like Delonte.
I didn't say you look at me.
I said you were on crack. I'm not saying now.
Yeah, like if you were like 200 pounds lighter, not by choice, by crack rock.
Definitely.
But then again, he also has like, you have like a sharp face after it gets past your cheekbones. Yeah. Like, so you might be.
Who knows? Y'all niggas have Delonte West together?
Yeah.
What you said? Y'all niggas have Delonte West together?
If y'all smoke crack together, the fusion dance would be Delonte West.
That nigga cheekbones.
Maybe we was.
Scary.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. They do the fusion dance and somebody just throws a red top in the middle.
Wow.
So fucked up. It would be Lou.
It would be Lou.
But anyway, talk about something more important.
Delonte West.
Delonte.
It's September now, which means you got to join the gym.
Yeah.
Hey. Summer's over.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Club, nigga.
Nigga, I'm out here.
We all
I got to buy gym clothes at some point.
Yeah, I got to get wrist surgery, and then I'm going to join the gym.
Nigga, how
you always hurting yourself,
just
bro?
Just get a bionic body at this point.
Up,
Jesus
man.
Christ.
I can't wait to
buy
a bionic
bubble,
body.
My nigga.
I can't wait to buy your bionic body.
I'm
bionic
fucked up, body. Bro.
Are we the bionic bunny?
Bionic bunny. Stop. I don't want it. I'll take it. But
I don't want Delonte West with a bionic body. I'm good.
Nah, that could work. Show you bionic body.
Pause. So are you like legit?
Unpause.
Like,
fast forward.
To the gym?
Yeah.
See, he's been saying it in that tone for like 2 months, so I never.
What does that mean?
This is how I commit to everything.
Yeah, but like
my girl was like, "So what are we now?
What are we now?"
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's when Marcel hit the SpongeBob meme. All right, I'm gonna.
Normally, that is my reaction. She was like, "Oh, all right, my time here is up.
I'm gonna go."
So what's the plan here to get Marcel into the gym, Chris? Because you're his training buddy.
I'm trying. Like, and I'm like, yo, if you sign.
Nigga randomly hits me up every now and then. Like,
oh, just the
it'd be like
shaming.
Saturday morning, just be like, hey, you trying to go to the gym? Like, nigga.
That's only because Marcy was asking.
10:30, nigga.
Nah, I do it on Twitter, though, to publicly shame him. Be like, yo, this nigga don't care about himself.
Nigga, I don't have shame. Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Nah, you do. That's why you tuck your shirt in.
What?
What?
Is that why?
Yeah, he told me in confidence. So I'm saying it
no,
right.
I don't so talk to you. Nigga.
So I'm saying it on the podcast. I have a text thread that says otherwise.
You hit me up.
Nah, but I've been going to the gym. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you gonna let this nigga get swole on you? Huh?
Don't let me get swole on you, nigga.
Yeah.
He's not getting swole.
That nigga putting up his calories and all that shit in black and white. So you know he's serious.
Nothing's changed except like his lung capacity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now he's Lulu lung capacity.
Exactly.
Lulu lung capacity. I mean, he lasts longer than you.
You don't want to last longer.
Underwater, I guess, yeah.
Underwater, nigga. I can't swim, nigga.
Neither can I.
One day, I guess.
You should do that.
Throw me in an ocean, I give up.
Yeah,
immediately. Like, I'm not even going to
try. I'm
holding on to this nigga ankle. I'm out. I'm gone, nigga.
James, where are you going?
I'm
back
gone.
Back to Haiti.
Facts. James is like, this ain't my first rodeo.
It ain't.
Nigga, go on and start talking to the fish.
James is like, nigga, I floated in here on a doorknob.
Doorknob?
I'm good.
Wow, that was great.
On a doorknob.
But don't let Lou get swole on you.
Don't.
But,
I'm going to get swole on y'all one day, man.
Buff Lou.
Yeah.
That's a scary nigga.
Call me 45
coming in, yeah. Busted shirts, muscles just busted out the whole shit.
I'm gonna, as an exercise, I'm gonna just squat Lou.
Yeah.
Just pick Lou up and
call
just,
me Terry Lou's, nigga.
Terry Lou's. All right.
Yeah, start saving for the knee surgery.
Yeah.
Don't squat Lou. Don't squat I Lou. Might be able to squat Lou.
You might be able to.
Yeah, I think I'll go squat.
All right. How much after you the weigh? Podcast, we'll see.
I think I'm at 210 now. Okay. I lost like 15 pounds.
You're 210?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, how much you weigh?
230.
Damn, I'm the biggest nigga in the room.
Yeah, nigga, you tall.
Yes, you are the biggest nigga in the room.
I meant fattest nigga in the room.
No, like, no, you're tall.
No, I'm the fattest nigga in the room. Also.
I'm 240.
Yeah. But see, you're proportionate because you're 6'3". You're 6'3", right? 6'3" and a half?
Something like that. I don't know. After 6'4", who cares? Like, it doesn't matter.
I think I'm heavier because
those inches still count.
I feel like I'm heavier because I'm shorter.
Because you're closer to the ground?
Because I'm closer to the ground.
It's more compact.
Yeah, more.
Listen, I done slammed a lot of people, so it helps. But I just want to be 175
James
pounds.
To be a pro wrestler.
Yeah, I've just given up on the fact of like chasing abs and shit like that. I'm like, yo, man, fuck this shit, man. So it's like, I don't.
You going when you're 50, you'll have washboards.
Like Morris Chestnut.
Like Morris Chestnut. Right. Chris Chestnut.
Nope. This nigga Chris will never Chestnut. Put a shirt on.
Never. And he's gonna get his whole chest tatted.
My whole chest
probably
is
gonna
tatted.
Do that shit all right.
No, like your stomach and everything.
Yo, your stomach's not your chest, James.
Definitely not.
Just, torso. Okay, his whole abdomen, torso, abdomen, all that. Right. There we go.
The whole
yeah.
But right
the whole
now, you know what like, you know I mean. Got like the words going across. You're gonna put like a whole eagle under that. You're gonna
even,
do some wild.
I don't
shit.
Even like.
He's gonna
words.
Put. He's gonna put. What's the Tony Stark John in the middle of his chest?
Wow! If you do that, I'm making fun of you for life.
I can't.
That's a terrible tattoo. Like I'm sure mad niggas got it.
I can see that.
You're gonna put the Captain America stripes on his belly.
Oh, that's gross.
He's gonna put two guns on his hip.
That's
like Wesley Pipes.
Why? Out of all
Wesley Pipes does have the gun on his hip.
You gotta take your whole thing. Right. Don't run, baby. It's just dick.
We're back to Wesley Pipes.
No, we're not.
We got so far away
a
from that nigga. We're back.
Icon.
We back.
A that's, legend.
He is a legend.
I'm gonna let that nigga do the intro to my album.
That's a big fact.
None of y'all niggas said.
That's a big fact.
I'm gonna be called the Nasty Boy Saga.
Ooh.
Anyway, so
I'm gonna get a verse from Brian Pumper.
clothing provided by homebodymerch.com.
No, yo, the fuck it's not.
I might not have to do too much acting on that skit.
I bet you, click the link right now. That shit ain't up.
Oh.
I took that shit down.
Damn. Shit ain't out yet, nigga.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Tomorrow.
That's the name of the first single.
It's coming.
All right.
You did
feature
great.
Brian Pumper.
You did
and
great.
Oh, my God.
Fake chains clinking in the Pinky. Background.
Brian Pumper and Pinky.
Wow. Pinky's just doing the clap and the beat. That's it.
Hey.
Straight cheeks.
Let me tell you something.
Album. And T-Rex
You want to know how...
Why are her arms so short?
Like a little T-Rex.
She got baby arms. Chill. Her arms stop at her hip.
Chill.
Do look like that inflammable T-Rex.
Chill.
All right.
She's like 80% ass at this point. It's like the ass has become the majority of her body. And like, it's almost like, I don't know if y'all ever seen those insects that get a parasite that takes over the whole body. It's like her ass just became the brain. Like, it's just running everything
That's
else.
MODOK?
Wow.
MODOK looking for Moe Dick.
Matt MODOK.
Wow.
Matt Moore Dick.
What were we saying, Chris?
Daredevil just got real nasty.
Please change the subject. I don't remember.
He'll show you Hell's Kitchen. Nigga, he don't use the batons no more. Just run his up out, cock out.
Just two dildos.
Rock 'em, cock 'em robots all day.
Fam, did y'all see Good Boys?
Thank you.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
You did?
Good Boys?
The movie, the Seth Rogen. Well,
oh, no.
Good Boys. Yo, fam.
They never see some Good Boys. Yeah.
All right.
Froggy never been so froggy in his life.
I gotta take Daredevil off my pull list now.
Your what list?
My pull list.
Hey, man, you definitely don't want him on your pull list.
His porn list.
What are you pulling, son?
Yeah, a lot.
So you pull pork?
What? I don't even eat red meat.
What's happening?
I don't know.
He'll show you red meat?
It's been 30 minutes.
It's so red. So it's extra money to me.
Yo, now this is yo. When Marcel and James get to do the inside jokes, this shit is disgusting.
I miss it when they hated each other,
right? Let's get back to that.
Yeah,
nah, man, it's like the second episode in a row. It's been on point.
Stick a loose spill coffee on his pants.
Where, nigga?
Nigga, they're black pants. How can you tell?
When the fuck did I spill coffee?
Oh, I thought you did.
Okay. What?
Oh, you thought I did? Before it was a fact. Now you thought I did.
All right.
I'm sorry, Chris.
There's a scene. There's a scene. Good Boys is about like these three kids at elementary school that got invited to.
They middle school now.
They're
real niggas.
They're real niggas. So they're middle school and they got invited to like this kissing party, right? And basically, a bunch of like hijinks happen.
Yeah.
And they have to sell like one of their like Dungeons and Dragons card or like some bullshit like that. So they invited this guy over while their parents aren't home. And these kids are like 10, 11, 12 years old or some shit like that.
I think they're 10.
10, whatever.
Like, yeah.
And the dude shows up to the door and they were like strapped with weapons, but it was like a bag of like dominatrix shit that he found like, in his
they were just
room.
Running around with sex toys.
Yeah.
And like one of them had on like a Gip mask.
Yeah. This nigga answered the door with his mom's anal beads and he was using them like nunchucks.
Oh my god.
Kids was like, these nunchucks smell like shit.
Yeah.
He's right, Timmy.
I was like, yo. And then to make it look like they had an adult home, the niggas dressed up his mom's real doll and put her in the kitchen.
Wow.
The fucking dude went in the kitchen and asked for, he's like, excuse me, miss, may I have a glass of water? And tapped the shoulder, the bitch fell over.
She falls over. Titty just flopped out. It was just jiggling. She's and then, staring in the air.
And then the shit went from him trying to buy the card to him trying to buy the real doll.
He was like, how much do you want for it? They were like, $400. And he was like, sold. Idiots, I would have paid $1,000.
Yo, meanwhile, that shit is probably it's worth way more than that.
It was like $2,000.
I thought it was like $45.
Hell yeah.
$45. You don't buy a $45 real doll, nigga.
No, $4,500.
Oh, okay.
There's dudes out here.
$45 will get you some.
Yeah.
I get you a flashlight.
You go to Howard Johnson, man.
Nah, it won't.
Johnson.
$45 will not.
Fleece will do it for free.
Sleeve, nigga.
That's it.
Yeah, Fleece will give you $45.
He'll make you his real doll.
I saw it, by the way, too.
I'm watching it Tuesday. Was it
I
good?
Still haven't seen the first one.
It's on
I'm probably going to watch that. Yeah, it's on Netflix? It's on Netflix?
I think so.
I was going to say, I'm probably going to watch it today.
I've heard mixed things about the new one. I was going to watch it yesterday. But
yo, the graphics on that shit
was crazy. I
want to
watch the new
though.
One just because they put like a whole bunch of actors I like in it. Like fucking
James
McAvoy.
I thought it was good.
I fucking love that nigga. He's great.
Yeah, but.
Him and Jessica Chastain.
Nah, I don't want to see.
I like Jessica Chastain for several reasons.
You got the Old Spice guy.
Yeah, what?
Old Spice guy.
That's the Old Spice guy?
Yeah.
Really?
That ass? I thought it was just a nigga that looked like the old. He looked different with a shirt on.
Yeah.
With no horse.
I didn't know that nigga was an actual actor.
Yeah, me either. I thought he was like a parrot. You sure?
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah. I still don't believe Lou because it's like such a wild
guy. Nah,
yeah, yo, if it turns out it's not, you wild racist.
It's 100% him.
All right. You gotta stand on that list.
He looked it up.
Yeah.
I didn't see him take out his phone.
Nah, before.
Not today, nigga.
Oh, all right, you got it.
I'm looking it up now because I don't want to pass up on the opportunity to call you racist.
Yeah. More so.
Bill Hader. I fucks with Bill Hader.
Yep.
I fuck with Bill Hader a lot more in like dramatic roles now. I forgot that this nigga was a whole thing on SNL and shit like that. Yeah, like a whole ass.
That's definitely the Allspice guy.
It is?
Yeah, okay, I don't even have to check. I like just got a close up of his face.
And I'm not gonna say nothing about it because y'all haven't seen it, but they started off at 100 from the beginning. Like
first one did too.
It's like, I'm just not used to movies. Like I'm used to movies starting slow and then that shit started off like I was like, what? Nah, it was kinda wild, and then it's gonna be in a funny conversation when we talk about it.
Okay.
If we talk about it next time.
Hopefully next week.
We're
still gonna watch both of them.
He's trying to get service.
Oh, I thought he was taking a picture of Lou.
You're trying to compare to the Old Spice guy.
He's recording.
That was fast. That was a fast ass boomerang. The way he just threw that shit around.
It all came out blurry.
Yeah.
Yep. He did.
But damn. What was I gonna talk about? So last week I went to my friend's house and he's in like law enforcement and shit like that. And he was telling me like some of the stories that he does, because he's not like a cop. He's like a sheriff or some shit like that. He works for like the sheriff's department, okay. Which they do different shit than cops, but ride in the same cars, only their cars have sheriff on the side. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Gang, gang.
But I'm not listening to none of you niggas. So you tell me to freeze. I'm going to keep going. I don't know. Whatever. But he was telling me some of the stories, some of the cases he has to deal with, because he said he's in like investigation. So he said there's a lot of like fraud, but like house fraud, where there are people that will go to like the deed office and file for the deed on old people's houses.
Oh shit!
And end up, yeah, because they didn't do it, and end up owning that person's house, like just straight up, like how you finesse a house. Or like people that are about to die, or people that just died, I don't know how they figure this shit out, but they would go to the office, get the deed, and now that they just got like a free house, basically. Oof. But once they figure out that fraud, they were like, yo, it's only like 3 months in jail, 6 tops. And he said,
If they figure it out.
And when they get out, they still get to keep the house. And I'm like, yo, how the fuck is that like fair? And also he said that in order, some of the like the old people, they just give up. Because in order to hire a lawyer and do all that stuff, it costs way more than like the shit is worth. And it's like, yo, I'm about to die in like 3 years. So I was like, fuck it. But
I'm guessing there's like old people that don't have families and shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I'm like, yo, how do you find that shit out?
Hey, nigga, finesse will finesse, nigga.
Like, I don't even know where the deed office is.
Finesse will finesse. Yeah,
Finesse's no.
Finesse's no. The Vanessa Hudgens.
Wow. That was great.
He scoffed because he's mad because he didn't say it.
I'm mad I didn't say it.
I'm like, damn.
I was right there, but you beat me to it.
There was that, and then he said bodegas. He said bodegas, mad fraud. He said what they do.
Yes. Like the bodega itself?
He says, listen, and he showed me a video. He said what they do, they go down to Virginia, right? Cop mad cigarettes for like half the price, no tax, like crates and crates, and they would come back and sell it.
Yes.
Right? So I'm like, all right.
Don't see nothing wrong here.
Me neither, right? Because yeah. I'm like, shit, it's in America. It's not like the fucking thing. And you drive it and you bought it from somewhere. It's like, who cares, right? Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, oh, they're not supposed to be for resale. But I was like, so how do they get it if they buy it wholesale? It's like, what? Can I buy it wholesale in Virginia and then come back and sell it? Like, what's the thing? It's like, am I only allowed to buy wholesale within my state? I don't know. I didn't ask those questions. But
they could sell mad shit that's not for resale. Like, yeah. Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Pop Tarts aren't for resale.
Yeah, they sell them single. Chips. Yeah,
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, all the. All right. So yeah, the niggas will go like right to BJ's. Like I seen the nigga that owns like the bodega by me. I've seen him in BJ's and Costco picking up shit. I'm like, oh, I'm about to go over there tomorrow because the nigga got cinnamon sugar Pop Tarts now. Now I don't have to buy it because he bought them.
I don't need that whole fucking case.
I don't need a case of 32 Pop Tarts. <Yeah.
laughs> Why not?
I'm gonna eat them all in one day and die.
Like, I don't even need the standard box that they sell at the grocery store. That's like, why I like the what, single
eight?
Packets.
Yeah, I could buy a box in a day.
I just want the 2 Oreo Pop-Tarts, and that's it.
That's
for that
good.
One day.
I never had an Oreo Pop-Tart.
Me neither. That's too sweet for me.
They're really good.
That sounds
but
really good.
But they're also extremely sweet. That's why I only want 2.
Have you ever had the Oreo brownie that they sell?
No.
I have had it once.
How was it?
I only had it once.
Okay.
I only eat brownies.
That's for a reason. It's there all the time.
But
it's like if you try to eat a zebra cake today, you can't.
Nah, I'm good.
I'd probably throw up.
It tastes like zebra.
It's too sweet.
Oh, God. All
right. Whatever zebra tastes like.
Okay. So anyway, back to these cigarettes. So he said, yeah, you know, they bring them back up here.
Can we trade this nigga?
And they have like secret compartments where they keep them. So they would walk around with like a magnet disruptor or some shit like that and just click. And then you would hear all these latches go off throughout the bodega. Like, there are secret compartments in the aisle where, like, the aisle will open up and it's just filled with fucking cigarettes and fentanyl. And I was like, oh, all right. Now I see why. Right, illegal. Yeah. I was like, oh, all right, cool.
Well, he's also a sheriff in Long Island.
I don't know where he's a sheriff. It could be Queens. We have sheriffs here, too.
Oh. I don't know. I just assumed he worked in Long Island.
I don't know where the nigga work. I never asked. I don't care. I'm not listening to him.
But
I'm like, nigga, you my friend. I'm not listening to you. Fuck.
That's even worse. When you his friend and you a cop, definitely not listening.
I'm praying.
You don't listen to us.
I'm praying this nigga pull me over. I was like, all right, you going to arrest me? All right, I'll see you at the Christmas party, nigga. I got something for your ass. Bitch ass nigga.
I can see him pulling the gun out on Chris right now.
I deserve it.
Probably.
I get it.
If he did it, Chris deserved it.
I talk a lot of shit. I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, I get it.
Shoot me.
But I know where you sleep, nigga.
Oh.
He's like, I know where you sleep, too.
Nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Gather around, kids. Let me tell the story when I shot Uncle Chris.
Basically, that's true. Like, if your friend pulls you, I can't even run away because the nigga's just going to meet me at my house. Now, what if it's like, all right, what if that's the comic book, right? Yo, me and him, he's a cop. I sell mad, like, I don't know.
Weed?
I sell mad Pop-Tarts that not for resale.
Oh, shit.
But Pop-Tarts with fentanyl in it. And we have this whole, like, beef.
Pop-Tarts with fentanyl in it.
But.
Don't give niggas ideas.
Right?
Don't give James ideas.
Yeah. I'm not eating Pop-Tarts anymore, dude. Oh, yeah.
But. When we're off the clock, we're just like homies and we just like chilling shit like that.
But your arch enemies on the clock.
On the clock, we're arch enemies, yeah.
That's but off the clock, he's going to tell you like how close to catching you they are.
Yeah. Also,
that's. You almost had me today, nigga.
Yeah, that's low key season 3 of Snowfall. just a heads up. But what I want to do. I said, what I want to do say. Haha.
If you do say to yourself.
Is that I saw this thing on the news yesterday. About e-cigarettes and vaping and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
There's been 5 cases throughout the U.S. of people contracting like these weird like lung disease and shit like that.
You don't say.
Because people have been like opening and like mixing the putting shit inside the fucking carts and shit like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and the only thing I have to say is that catch me if you can, niggas.
As he pulls the pen.
You talking to your friend? I don't.
I'm talking to the lung disease.
Oh.
Like I'm not gonna stop smoking. Because, like, oh, drugs are bad for you? No shit. Like, but they Damn. Make me feel good. Like, I'm not.
They do make you feel good.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Chris. I'm working on a new concoction.
No, I don't want it. The whole thing about that is.
Why you give me that look?
That sounds like a confession.
I got you, Chris.
Chris already knows that I don't want it. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving forward.
It's how you avoid.
Nah, nigga.
I'm sorry. I know I'm going to regret asking this, but what would you name your concoction?
Concoction.
Concoction X.
with a capital cock in the middle.
Yeah.
Concoction?
Yeah.
It's the con cock.
Oh, right?
Con
there you go. Con
it's the cons.
That's my manager right there.
20%.
20%. I give him 30. Fuck it.
Oh. Ooh, look at me. I'm better than you, nigga.
I'm gonna keep my 20 and stay over here, nigga. Y'all do your thing.
I got 30, nigga.
But anyway,
no internet.
Yeah.
You need a new manager. Yeah. I'm out here.
30, nigga.
30%.
Lewis is like, yo, I got a fighter for 20. You think you're getting 30?
Shit, nigga. I got see 20. How easy I got it out of James.
I'm still collecting 20 off a homebody, of so I'm good.
Yeah, word.
Oh, all right. So I get the 20 from homebody. Exactly. And then I get 10% from Ant. That's my 30%.
See, he agreed. He said, yeah, word. So I'm good.
Yeah. I never said when he gonna get the 20.
Hey, so, at his funeral, he's just gonna be like, "Here you go."
Put a $20 in pocket.
20%.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
put a 20 in your pocket.
You want your 20%? I'll meet you at the crossroads.
Wow, meet you at the crossroads, crossroads, crossroads.
All right, you did one part of the song. He did another part of the song. It was just a mess.
Nah, but, that's how Bone Thugs.
You never heard the song.
None of the niggas was in the studio together.
You paying that shit to the left. It was boom, 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 boom.
Yo, fam, Bone Thugs recording your record.
Nah, it was a little slower than that.
Hello.
But anyway, yeah. I started this whole podcast off with talking about summer being over and whatnot, and
then we started talking about crack.
Yeah, and somehow no, I think we started talking about crack before summer.
We always we always go left.
Yeah, hey, man, listen,
hey, man,
you keep
whatever. When they go low, we go left.
So the weather's getting like cooler outside and shit like that, and I'm really excited. I want to do like mad fall activities, right?
Okay.
And I remember me and Marcel.
I think about to go apple picking.
Now, nah, well, mainly.
Paintballing.
Now, is that a fall activity? That's all like year that's round.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all year round.
I don't know if you would do that in winter.
I'd rather do it in fall.
Yeah.
Yo, is there.
Or spring.
I wanted to do like a bunch of like shit like that. Like go to like. Our girls were talking about going like to like an orchard.
The
Angry Orchard Brewery shit like that.
Well, to go we were talking about doing that. They just want to go wine tasting.
Yeah, they want to go wine tasting. I'm like, oh, fuck that shit.
And what?
We were just like, neither one of us.
I'm going with them. Fuck that.
Neither one do that. But I'm with it. Maybe I'll find a wine that I actually like.
Yeah.
Because like I've been dying to find a wine that I fuck with, and I haven't found it.
Have you tried Chateau Diane?
No, I don't think so.
What's your palate like?
I don't know. I filled out like some fucking quiz to try and find out what kind of wines I would like.
This nigga was on BuzzFeed doing quizzes.
Oh,
it might have been a BuzzFeed quiz. I don't know.
You know, Lonely Tuesdays. You know.
This nigga like, tuck his shirt in his pants.
This nigga eating beans.
What?
Beans with wine.
I feel attacked.
As the Latin in the room.
Wait, any of y'all ever saw that Dragon Ball Z meme?
No.
Oh, the fucking, I forgot like what the shit's called when they turn into the big ass monkeys. But there was one of like the nigga just pointing at Goku and he was screaming out, this nigga eating beans. And I don't know why, but that shit was just mad fucking funny.
Please send it. When you find it, please send it.
But I'm down to go wine tasting.
Yeah, I'm with it. Wine and cheese. I'm with that shit.
You gotta have the cheese. And the funky one.
I fuck with Moscato, but
well, that smells like
supposed
ass.
To be like Moscato's not wine.
That's like a dessert wine, yeah. So it's like it doesn't count.
You thotty basic bitch,
nigga. Hold on, this one to no one.
What?
Oh,
I'm looking at your iced coffee, nigga.
Oh, it's an and
ice
latte. Pumpkin spice
it's an ice latte. Oh, nigga.
First of all, it's so a latte.
We could be basic bitches together, bro.
First of all,
bitch bros.
I'm the only basic bitch.
Oh, all right.
I'm the top basic bitch.
Okay,
he said basic yes, bitch queen. Bros. I like
and
that.
Second of all, I stole this. It was supposed to be hot.
Right.
I mean, granted, it's still
so
pumpkin spice.
So you a hood rat, basic bitch, nigga.
I bet. So?
The homebody hood rat.
Got a whole hood rat. Wow. You got a pumpkin seed latte.
That's a design coming next week.
But one of the things.
Sunflower seed latte.
Show you pumpkin seed.
That's some hood rat shit. Yeah.
One of the things.
Barbecue.
That I really love about the fall and shit like that is Halloween. I fucking love Halloween. I just love everything about
Everyone
Halloween.
Everyone does. That season. Also makes us basic bitches.
Oh, 1,000%. Even though I don't do dressing up and shit like that, but I really love Spirit Halloween.
Yes.
It's a little fucking pop-up Halloween store that just pops up during Halloween and
all
shit like that.
All those empty circuit cities.
All the empty circuit cities. The Toys R Us we used to work at
yeah,
is a Spirit
it's
Halloween.
Spirit Halloween, yeah.
I'm going there after this podcast
yeah.
To walk around.
I think I need to go there, too.
You also want to know who fucking...
I think I need to go there, three.
Who fucking works
oh, no,
there.
No, I can't have a session.
Oh, I'm going to miss out who works there.
Devin.
Oh!
Devin! I was driving
he
by...
He never left.
That nigga, I think he lives in that building.
He might.
I'm not.
He is the spirit of Halloween.
He never worked at Toys R Us. No. He only worked at Spirit Halloween.
No. So Devin is this short, bald-headed Jamaican dude. He was skinny. He was like, he did, like, he used to get carts, and he was like the janitor, and like, he did all the shit that no one else never wanted to do. Yeah, he was like this very old Jamaican guy, but he had like an 8-pack. The nigga was like 0% body fat. Mm. And every day, he would get a muffin and a black coffee or a tea and just sit there and drink it. And he kind of talks like a nigga that has no teeth. Like he would just talk all gums, even though he had a couple. But
he had a couple.
No, he did have a couple.
No, he did.
Yeah. But like Devin, he rode a bike, not a motorcycle, a bicycle. Mm-hmm. And it had a little basket. And he would always have, he'd always collect the bottles and shit like that. He would always tell me, he was like, yo, don't throw that bottle out when you're done. Like, give it to me. And then he would come back later to check up on me. He was like, yo, you almost done with that bottle? I'm like, yo, my nigga, it's 5 cents. And the thing, like, we always had this thing. I'm like, yo, is this nigga, like, homeless? Is he poor? Is he shit like mm-hmm. that? But apparently he had, like, a young girlfriend that he was, like, shacking up with or some shit like that. And I was like, so this nigga, this is, like, his hobby. He used to go to the Home Depot down the road and steal their U-boats and all that shit.
Wow.
He was selling them.
Yeah, you would see that nigga walking down Sunrise Highway with an orange U-boat. Like, I know you got that from Home Depot.
Scrap metal, man.
I don't know. But yeah, that nigga work at Spirit Halloween now.
Oh shit.
But he would also was the only type of person who would ask you for some of your food. Like anytime like our friend Kim and shit like that would be in the back, she would be have like French fries, chicken wings, or some shit like that. He would like, oh, beg you for a chicken wing. And I'd be like, nigga, how you just ask somebody for some of their food? And it's not because he didn't have the money, because the nigga used to have a wad of cash in his pocket.
I would absolutely know that nigga every single time.
Oh
with
yeah.
Pleasure.
I did. Oh, me too.
I did.
Yeah, Lewis would.
Oh, Lewis. Oh,
I would. I did. Emphasize.
He was like, nah, fam.
I thought, no, I'm like, no, you good, fam. You good.
Nah, you go.
Lewis wasn't trying to miss no meals.
Hell no, nigga.
Shit. Yeah, that nigga would stand over your shoulder and ask you for some food. I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Come on, nigga.
Yeah, I just got into this chicken wing club.
Yeah, and if you didn't give him some food, he would, like, suck his teeth, but then go get his own food. That's how I know he got. That's why I would get so
he would
tight.
Suck his four teeth?
Yeah, he was. That shit made a. It was a.
Sound like a cello. Yeah.
the acoustics on that shit, it carried throughout the store.
Hell yeah.
think it was like the ultimate Jamaican.
You'd
like,
be you'd, tuned his teeth.
You'd be you'd be on the other side. They'd be like, damn, they ain't give him a win.
Yeah, they ain't give him a win.
Delroy in the warehouse, like, damn.
A single tear comes from his eye. Couldn't get my nigga a win. Yeah, nigga, just go get his own. Yeah, but Spirit Halloween is there. I want to go there mainly just to see how the store is now. I might go there and go inside the break room still.
Yo, you should.
And just run up in
if it is the break room anymore. If
it, I don't know what it is now. It has to be. What else is it going to be?
They transform into something else. You never know.
Nah, you know what we got to do? I got to go.
Fitting room.
I got to go in the basement.
Ooh.
Yeah, the basement.
That basement is scary now.
Yo, we used to do mad fraud in that thing. There used to be this guy. He used to work overnight.
Oh, I thought you was about to say there was a guy that lived in the basement. I was going to say.
Nah.
No, that might
we
be.
We don't know that.
Nah, it was definitely.
Never confirmed or denied, yeah.
So there was a guy that used to like work overnight. This is when I first got there. And the nigga used to fucking sell Power Wheels, where he used to like take all like stuff from upstairs, put it in Power Wheels, tape back up the boxes, and sell it like through the emergency door downstairs. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they caught that nigga. There was that. There was another dude where I almost got fired. But luckily, I got there like 10 minutes late, and they put, you remember Timmy?
Yeah.
Timothy? They put him in the electronics section because I was like 10 minutes late. And it were these two guys dressed up as Toys R Us workers, which is just a red polo and khaki pants. Nigga could have also worked at Target.
Yep.
Yeah.
Went into the electronics section with a pillowcase, filled it up with electronics, ran in. He knew exactly where our back room was, ran in the back, went downstairs, and went through the emergency exit through the pickup door. And they fired Timothy for that. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to stop that? First of all, you should fire
security. That's why Timothy got fired?
That's why he got fired. Because they had to blame him. Because remember, we had that that one white manager, that bitch-ass nigga, Ken, or whatever the fuck he was. Yeah, he was a dick. And he just kind of, like, put it on him because someone had to take the fall for it. But they ended up firing that bum-ass nigga anyway. Yeah, so, fuck him.
Nah, to fuck that nigga up.
Yeah. Yo, we used to have mad fucking fraud shit.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I miss.
We had to make money somehow. I used to sell mad shit from there.
I used to sell like what, like the
everything.
Nigga, they went out of business. What did you sell? Like this? They can't.
No, everything.
You.
Literally everything.
Baby food wipes.
Nigga, everything.
HDMI cables. Yo, you didn't know about James' HDMI cable baby food combo. Yeah,
yo, cribs.
You want these Post-its?
I got Crayolas on deck, nigga. 2 for 5, 2 for 5. Nigga got everything. Garbage on the way.
Everything. Yo, you know, I was tight though.
Selling baby food, selling Gerbers.
You know, the thing is, I was tight though, because like a lot of the people, like at that time when I was working at Babies R Us, like a lot of the people that I know that have babies now, they were nowhere. Like if they were having babies at that time, mm-hmm. I'd have had everybody lit. But,
yeah,
you know,
if all
they started like 2-3 years after I was gone.
Yo, if all my friends just hold out, sluts,
y'all have been lit.
And have your babies like back then or whatever, I would have been lit. Everybody would have been laced up. Like my godson, I used to steal all his clothes and shit like that from there.
Oh, yeah. Everybody would have had cribs half price.
Hell yeah.
Strollers half price.
When I first learned Photoshop, I used to do, when they started doing price match, I used to just take a screenshot of like a certain item from like another spot and just Photoshop the price difference and then show it to like some fucking like random new cashier. And then she'd be like, oh, okay. But the thing about that, if it was over a certain percent, you needed a manager. And that's when the other bitch ass nigga, Maurice, was there. And he gave like some girl like his numbers to do it and shit like that. And she used to just put it in. She was like, all right, cool. And I used to just like, I only used to do that when I didn't feel like stealing.
Yeah.
I would just find creative ways to steal.
Yeah.
Basically.
Same here.
I never used to take from registers though. Like I never took cash or shit like that.
I used to just ring out my wife.
Oh,
edge, you know.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, you just, you know, you boop one item, you got a whole cart leaving the house.
Yo,
nigga Lewis just looking at the ceiling like, right.
Yo, you know what? That's funny because, like, in that part of Queens, you're gonna be like, oh, this Dominican nigga is not with no Asian woman and shit like that. So,
I let the nigga, what the fuck is the nigga's name? Yellow shirt, Steve. I let Steve. Yo, Steve, that's wifey.
Oh, wow.
She good, fam. Oh, yeah. She good, fam.
Steven, I fuck with Steven. That nigga was stupid as shit. Jesus Christ. Yo, yeah.
My man said yellow shirt. And that's all it said. Yellow shirt, Steven. Yeah. I think I know who y'all talking about.
Son.
Was that the light skinned nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, nigga.
I used
yellow shirt outside of work too.
I used to be mad bored, and I used to like just steal like random shit and bring him the empty box while the shit was in my pocket and be like, yo, son, they got us again. He'd be like, yo, fuck, you know who it was? It must have been the Lego thief. I'm like, who the fuck is the Lego thief?
None. I'll show you.
No, and then he would bring me in a thing and he would show me. Like, he had characters. Like, there were niggas that were notorious for stealing certain things.
There were sketches?
No. The Lego thief was a real guy.
Oh, okay.
The Lego thief was a 50-something-year-old white guy.
Yes,
he used to come in here, and he used to just, like cut open the Lego boxes, because them shits was, like, $300, $400.
Yeah, yeah.
But he would only take, like, a bag. Like, not even a full set. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? This nigga's building his own Death
Star. One by one.
One by one.
All you need is the bricks.
Yeah. And then, like...
And your imagination.
Yeah, these fucking dumbasses over there were like, you have to spider wrap them, which is just like the fucking little security thing with the wire.
That you can move to the side.
Yeah. You can either move to the side or cut around the cardboard box. I don't like.
I mean, like, if his game was cutting the fucking box open and take the shit out from the inside.
I remember one time I was trying to steal, I think it was when the first season of Daredevil and Marvel Legends came out with that one. So I wanted that Daredevil.
Yeah.
So I went inside the best aisle to steal in was the baby furniture aisle.
Yo, facts.
Which it was just an empty aisle, no camera, and it was just like those kid couches and like foldable chairs and tables. And it was a lot of big boxes. So I used to go in there because that used to be my section and shit like that. Preschool used to be my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be in that aisle, and I was like opening the box and shit like that. And then I walked in one day, like I walked in there with the fucking Daredevil box. And the Lego thief was in there, and he looked at me. And I was like, what's up, nigga? I was like, you stealing, nigga? I'm stealing, too.
You here, too, nigga? Oh, nah. Yo, nice to meet you. I heard a lot about you, nigga. Steve looking for you. Go out the back. Go out the back, nigga.
You just see a yellow shirt come stumbling around.
But the thing about that. The thing about that is that you knew.
Chris said, no, he got us again. And it's the Daredevil this time.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, this nigga's switching up. Yo. I was like, yo, Steve, this nigga's expanding. Yo, it's wild. But, like, the thing about that store was you could hear when every manager, every security nigga was coming because you either heard
you
a bunch
keys.
Of keys or their fat ass foot. I don't know how you make, like, a wood creaking sound on tile, but yo, bam.
They did it. They did it.
What the fuck?
The fucking some cut beat started playing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, Jesus Christ. But yo, I miss stealing from that store. Good time stealing in that store. Fucking Black Friday used to be my shit. We all used to just get wild drunk and just come in.
Oh, yeah.
And just hide. I'm missing
how to play. That's basically every job.
How about this? Yo, this season we all get seasonal jobs together at one place. Every just
I'm with it.
This is my seasonal job.
Nigga's not seasonal if it's all year round.
Season never's over.
I'm with it. Yo, let's do it. Y'all with it?
All right, yo, what store?
Nigga.
Why not?
I have a good job.
This ain't for the job.
You got benefits, nigga.
This ain't for the job. It's just
we just want to fuck
around.
We'll
do a weekend. Yeah. We'll do a weekend.
Yeah, I bet.
Body cams.
Yeah.
Body cams.
You be only GoPros. We only show with GoPros. Yeah. But we gotta work at like a spot that like...
We can see some Halloween.
Spirit Halloween.
Nah.
Spirit Halloween. Nah, but there's not good to steal there.
There's employees is weird as fuck. Them niggas worship Satan for real.
Oh, nigga, do you not hear the entertaining stories in your head already?
Mm-mm.
How about Target?
Pure W thing that.
Target too.
I don't want to go nowhere where I need to put on a uniform.
Walmart.
They
don't wear uniforms.
Yeah, they just wear the vest.
I'm with
nigga,
that.
You would wear the vest with that shirt tucked in. Don't even see
that. I'm getting all the bitches.
I can see myself now. Running amok.
The muck gonna be running on him.
See myself follow the muck, nigga?
He said, I'll show you, curmudgeon.
That's the name of the cashier, muck.
Muck, yeah.
I walk in, so like, smells muck like mouth. Pussy.
Wow. All right.
What is
you know
that?
What? We didn't have to go that far with that particular, like, skit. Like that was
always gonna go there.
That out. Nah. You said it.
And Luke giggles.
Yeah. Like yo,
fuck that means.
Yo, the niggas leaned back in his chair chilling. You think he gonna edit that shit out?
Hell, the edit button broke, nigga.
Y'all niggas is foul,
man. Nigga, I just hit upload.
Nigga said edit machine broke.
I forgot
the edit machine. See that shit start firing shit.
Yo, I don't. We didn't talk about shit.
What we got? Think,
what we got?
You kept avoiding me talking about the crack. Like you ain't know what the segue was.
I don't know what you're talking about,
nigga. The red tops.
Ooh,
talking about that Wu Tang, nigga.
Wu Tang forever.
Blue Wu Tang.
Wu Tang.
Uh huh.
Oh my people. Wu Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. All right, so
now we're done.
If you guys want to jeopardize your livelihoods and
homebodymerch.com.
No, Nick, what?
Stream Wu Tang on homebodymerch.com.
Not gonna find it.
It's that Hulu, it's Lulu.
So, Wu Tang, an American Saga.
Damn it.
The show on Hulu.
Thought that one
right?
Worked.
Yeah. That I
produced by the RZA, very important. Produced by the RZA.
Written by.
You have to
the
say,
nigga too.
You have to say that. You have to preface with that. Love RZA and all that stuff.
Hey, but, RZA.
RZA be RZA-ing. RZA-ing.
He RZA that whole
he
show.
He RZA the fuck out them first three episodes, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Shout out RZA, man.
The RZA-rector.
Show you Bobby Digital.
So.
Digital. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Here we go.
We'll call him B.O.B. the whole show.
Feel like I'm a sperm, Bob. And I made it to the egg.
Oh, my God.
All I have is a head and a squiggle.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Ooh.
Right. We'll get to that.
Bars.
So, off rip, I when they advertise this show and all that stuff, they advertise it as like, yo, this shit is our story. We're just like 8 Mile-ing it or some shit like that.
Yeah.
No, not even. Because 8 Mile, they changed the names. These are their actual names. So I'm thinking it's just about to be like of Mikes and Men. Mm-hmm. Just like scripted.
Recreated.
Yeah, recreated. So you just see the actual timeline and shit like that. Fam.
Out the gate. The
first 4 minutes.
Yep.
And it's like, as soon as I saw Shameik Moore, I'm like, all right, I know that's Raekwon. You didn't?
Nah.
I knew that was Raekwon. Because he even gets in, he calls him...
Shaw. You know, yeah, he calls him Shaw.
Yeah,
I don't know Raekwon as Shaw. All right,
well, I think I heard. That.
I didn't know that was him either until I like put together the stupid hat and the fact that he does like he sits there doing the fucking like you know how Raekwon's mouth is.
Yeah.
That like, he's doing that. I'm like, yo, that's got to be mad uncomfortable.
He does
like
the rabbit mouth. Like,
yeah.
I was telling James before the episode was like, as the episodes go on, he got more Raekwon.
He got more Raekwon-ish.
They started calling him the chef and shit.
Yeah.
Like, his mannerisms started becoming even better. Yeah. Like, at the first, I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga shooting Ghost? Because I knew that was Ghost right off the bat because his brothers.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is this shooting Ghost's house? Like, oh, and then he started rapping with RZA and said Killer Bees. I'm like, oh, they still stole this whole style from this nigga.
Yeah.
This nigga gonna get shot and they're gonna be like, oh, Killer Bees was hot.
Yeah. we should take that.
But it's Raekwon. Look at that.
First 4 minutes, it's Raekwon shooting the shit out of Ghostface house. And I'm like,
I was really like, how do we go from here to like 17 albums with y'all niggas being best friends?
On each other's album covers and shit.
How do we go?
Niggas heads smoking and shit. You standing behind them like, yo, this my man.
Niggas that only built for Cuban links. How does that happen after the first 4 minutes? The
niggas said Iron Man.
Nigga pulled up and blasted the tech at your crib. Your mom's just a wild wino.
And the MPV, too.
Yo,
MPV's important.
Yeah, an MPV. Oof. Like a real drug dealer from the 90s.
Yo.
But hard. I also noticed from this show that I want Ghostface to...
put on some muscle, some type of body mass.
He's going to fuck you up. I'm not like... I'm
talking about the actor, not actual
Ghostface. He could probably fuck you up, too. You didn't join the gym yet.
I'm not that big.
I could take that nigga.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
All right, nigga.
That nigga got a chin strap beard. No, you can't.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not fighting that shit off his head.
He don't look like Ghost to me at all. He looks like Fabulous.
He doesn't look like Fabulous.
He definitely don't look like Ghost to me.
Yeah.
Other than him wearing the hat.
But
the beanie do-rag combo.
Yeah,
I kind of want Ghostface to just like read comic books to me and just tell me like how everything.
Boom, bang, bing.
Nah, he was like, so yo, Tony Stark, right? Yo, he was like mad rich, mad money and all that stuff. He do it for the people and shit like that.
Nah, I mean.
But then, like, you know, he got taken down by some bitch. And I'm like, I'm like, who was this bitch? And I was like, I knew who the bitch was. I read the comments. I knew exactly who the fuck he was talking about. I was like, damn.
This was like, it was the first time
bitch
he was
shot
here.
Him.
Yo, this nigga crazy. Just, yeah, that nigga opened up like my third eye on Tony Stark. And I was like, yo, I got to watch my back.
Yeah,
and you do. Like, you do.
But that nigga going to fuck your sister. So there's also.
Yo, not for nothing. My favorite character in the whole show is Ghost's brother. That's the real.
Yo, that nigga's mad. Fuck.
That nigga's mad.
my favorite character turned into a game over screen. So I don't even know what's going on. So.
Yeah.
That would be your favorite character.
That nigga was great.
All right.
Was. That nigga was mad.
I thought that was you, God. Oh, nah. The daddy murk, you God.
You God's not in the show at all, and I'm just like, nigga, nobody like you. Your mans don't even like
nah,
you.
No, he was in jail, I think, during this time.
So was Capodanno, but you see that, nigga.
Capodanno?
They changed it. All right, so watch this. So after I
Which
told
one
you.
Capodanno? Oh, we'll go to it.
Yeah, after I told
in,
you.
In the Brooklyn house. Okay. The nigga that starts rapping.
Okay.
Yeah. After I told you guys about the first three episodes, I watched The Breakfast Club because they had Shameik Moore on there. Ooh, and then they had RZA, Erica Alexandra, and Ashton Sanford, who plays RZA. Mm.
Who, I gotta say, he's trying his best, but he's like a super preppy black kid trying to be like a hard street nigga from Staten Island. And like, I don't buy it, but he's also doing a really good job. He's got speech impediment down pretty well. Yeah. Not like to the T, but like you're not that
but
nigga.
But the thing about that is where
that's just got to be kind of hard.
I buy this show and everyone acting in the show because this is how I remember my cousins and their friends being in the 90s and shit like that. I'm like, oh, y'all niggas don't read or write, huh? Yeah. y'all niggas different. Yo,
and for people who weren't born in the 90s or never experienced the 90s, this is it.
Yo,
it's authentic.
Yo, yo. You know script, nigga? Like, yo, let me see you do long division real quick.
Long division done? What the fuck is that, nigga?
Nigga can only do math to make sure the count is right. That's
exactly.
It.
So I was watching the Breakfast Club interview, and basically RZA has 11 siblings, or it's like 11 of them in total, but they had to condense it for this show, so they only show four. So he said, I think her name is Cherie in the show, the sister, is a fuse of his older sister and his younger sister. But
that's a ghost fucked both of them?
No.
He only fucked one.
But I don't even think that's a thing, all right? Because then, again, I went back to Raekwon's episode of Drink Champs 2 years ago. He already said, and offer it before this thing, he's like, oh, yeah, you and Ghost had beef, right? He was like, nah, we never had beef, just our hoods. He was like, I never shot at him. He was like, yo, he used to come up to Park Hill because he had like a shorty up there and shit like that. And I don't think it was ever RZA. I think he just changed that for the show.
Okay.
Which is why I said RZA.
Adds more drama.
Which why I said RZA be RZA-ing.
Yep.
Because that shit don't make sense.
Son, nothing in the show makes sense.
No, because
but
like.
I want to say, I think the show is really bad, but I also really enjoy it.
No.
Like for me, it's so bad that it's good.
No, the thing about, I think it's so bad. Because you know the real, you know Wu-Tang.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know their story.
I'm not even taking any of that shit into account. Like, I've already acknowledged, like, there's a whole bunch of goofy shit in it in order to make the TV show more entertaining for, I guess, the masses or whatever. They're just, like, some of the writing in the show is just really trash to me.
Like what?
Like, the dialogue is just, like... But that's what are y'all niggas doing?
But that's what I'm talking about. Niggas back then were stupid. Like, they would... They
Nah, but, like... The way that they're even delivering some of the lines to me is just like that. Like, I was a nigga in the 90s. I know how niggas in the 90s spoke. Y'all are just, you're doing too much slang in this one sentence.
Nah, nigga. Nah.
That's Wu-Tang, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm buying it. Like, I knew niggas that but straight up talking cold.
Episode 2, it starts off with the shit being a cartoon.
That shit was stupid.
And I was like, this is really fucking dumb.
All right.
And then I was also like, I would also like this cartoon as a whole separate entity is like Wu-Tang Adventures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like an adult cartoon of them just doing like dumb hijinks every episode, kind of like a Simpsons type thing where like from one episode to the next shit never really lines up.
Episode 3.
Or it could be like Metalocalypse. Which is like
that's a fire name.
It's a say great that three show. Times fast.
I can barely say it the one time. Like I struggled. But like it's a show about a rock band that also saves the world from like wild demons and shit. Mm-hmm. But like that could have been a Wu-Tang show, some shit like that.
I like that.
Because I don't know if y'all remember the Wu-Tang video game.
Yeah, I remember.
That was my shit. It was just those niggas fighting ninjas. Made no goddamn sense, but imagine that as a cartoon.
Yeah.
I
would watch the fuck out of that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want this live action drama show to have cartoons selling drugs.
I mean,
we got, though.
That was like the weird art direction. Like, he did that. He didn't do it in the first episode. He did it in the second and the third.
Second and the third. And it makes me wonder, like,
why
does shit like this continue to happen? I hope it does.
I think it does.
Because that's part of, like, it being so bad that it's good. Like, I hate it, but I was also very entertained because
that it's
terrible.
Right.
Like, that whole game over sequence where, like, the dude, one character gets killed, and then they, like, go through his life in the next episode if he had, like, done things differently. And it's all set up like it's an old school arcade game.
He got the 20%.
Yeah, the
nigga got the 20%.
I felt that.
He was also still a wild nigga in his other, like, his alternate life. Yeah. He's still doing wild shit, running down on radio DJs with guns and shit. Yeah. I'm like, fam, like, there's no other options.
We taking a page out of that for Ant.
Hell yeah.
What?
There's also, like, a very heavy message throughout the show. It's make music, don't sell crack.
Yeah, basically.
Amen.
Like, Riz is going hard with that, and I'm just like, part of me is not buying this, man. Yeah. Like, I don't believe you were standing on the corner like, oh, my music. Nah, you was like, damn, all that crack rock, where we going to get this money from?
He makes it seem like,
yeah, you got to do music to not sell crack, but, like, y'all niggas weren't the only ones rapping. Y'all niggas were the one that made it.
Mad other niggas rapping and selling crack, and they just said, you know what, I just got to sell this crack.
They were still selling crack while they were rapping, so I was like, all right, cool.
Crack rap. Nigga, Ghostface had to cover his face because he had warrants. Y'all niggas is wilding.
Fire.
Yeah, that is one of the hardest fucking things.
But now, the whole thing when I was like, RZA be RZA-ing and shit like that, it didn't make sense to me. It's like, if this show is supposed to be, like, inspired by, like, real life and shit like that, I don't know how old Ghostface is in this show. But that's RZA's younger sister. Why would you have your friend in real life that's a real person that this character is inspired by engage in, like, I guess it's fucked up, like, sexual activity with a mind. It's just like...
You don't know how old any of the characters are. So, like, I never put any thought
into
that just because
they're around the same age.
I don't know.
Right, but then at that case.
Yeah, I just assume they're around the same age.
At that case, don't do it.
Because they was both pieces.
Do something else.
And for me, it looks like Ghost and RZA's brother are like 24. RZA's like 21, and then the sister's part like 18.
No, RZA's not 20. RZA's supposed to be in high school. Nope. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. RZA's in high school. He just don't go to school, and that's his younger... They're like 18. I think they're like 17, 18 or some shit like that. Yeah. And I'm like, I think this is a 16 in this show. And granted, this is not his real sister because it's a few. But still, like, why would you put that thing on your man that exists in real life?
It's the 90s, nigga.
That part, like.
It was cleared.
That was cleared. Hulu cleared it.
Right. So was the fucking that album that Martin Shkreli tried to fucking sell, and none of the Wu-Tang, other than the fucking Silver Rings and RZA, approved of that shit. Like, no one knew what was going on. So I felt like, I think they said Meth was a executive producer on here, but I doubt you get to oversee everything.
Yeah.
I don't like. I just want to know and be like confirmed.
I think every member
this is cool.
Got an executive producer credit, or at least a producer.
I didn't even show them a set
I've seen some of their names in the credits.
Yeah,
like as I was trying to watch the next episode.
Right,
like I definitely saw Raekwon as a producer.
Speaking of Method Man,
Method.
What's our thoughts on Mr. Davies playing Takao?
Davies can't act, but
I learned that real quick.
The second the nigga came on screen, I was like, "Oh, all right, this ain't really for you. You did alright in Beats when you was just playing yourself, but like now that you have to attempt to." Be another character.
There are some moments where it's like, yeah, he got Method Man off. Like, and then when he started rapping, I was like, well, that's Dave East.
Yeah. I was waiting to hear the... Because you know Method Man does that thing where like he has to swallow his spit from the inside of his cheek.
And he sniffs a lot.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But
they all kind of sniffed a lot.
Yo, Method Man OD.
Like ODB? That nigga on the other hand.
That's the best act. Yeah, let's give it a turn. That nigga did a stand-up
You have become that entire character.
Yep. Yeah.
You look more like that nigga than his son does.
Yeah.
I thought that was his son. Nah.
That's not his son?
Nah. Dang. That's not...
And
they little dirty
mannerisms and speech, everything down, bro.
Even eating the chicken wing, he got that.
On that, what, I think it's the last episode where like they're talking about rap. Like when they bring up, Jizzet starts talking about how much Tribe got for their advance. And Shorty was like, oh, when you going to start rapping? He like starts rapping. She was like, niggas don't want to listen to that. I was like, I want to listen to that. I enjoyed that quite a bit. It was very good.
Never take advice from her.
She a dumb bitch. Yeah, right. Move on with
also,
your love.
But she also the one that said pursue the music, not the drugs.
Yeah.
So maybe listen to her.
Listen to her as far as that goes.
I don't know.
But don't rap about sperm cells, RZA.
Yeah, that.
Actually, RZA don't rap.
Rap about, no, please don't rap about sperm cells.
Is RZA your least favorite Wu-Tang member?
No.
As far as rapping. Rap. Just rap.
Yeah, I got to give it to you, God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I still got to give it to you, God. Because RZA, his verses will be offbeat and not very good. But he'll at least like say some things that are like interesting.
All right, so let me ask you.
You, God, uses the same rhyme pattern for every verse.
Put a Rough Rider on my dick, bus ride.
Like, he gets one word, and he rhymes that one word for 16 bars.
So
which is very difficult to do, but also very boring.
I had a question then for, because, again, I'm not the music nigga. I don't want to debate niggas over music. I don't care that much. It's the same thing about sports. I love music. I love listening to it. I just want to talk to you about it. I just want to listen to what I like. Yeah. Fuck you. So when the whole Blueface thing was going on, they were like, oh, he raps off beat, blah, blah, blah. I immediately thought of RZA, and no one gives RZA shit for that.
Oh, that's because he's a legend. So they
right. So
RZA was more of a producer. He would just show up sometimes.
Right. And also, that's what I'm saying.
His voice is really bad for rap.
It is.
It's a bad voice. Yeah, like,
it's not if I started rapping.
Not
but I mean, but there's a difference, though, because what the style that Blueface uses, that's like a style in Cali, really. Like that off-beat.
It's not really, though. For like, certain, it kind of is, kind of the way popular. He does it isn't like the way E-40 does it.
E-40 does that like, same thing just better than Blueface.
Yeah. E-40 finds a different pocket.
Yeah.
And that nigga doesn't find a pocket at all. But the shit that he says is actually pretty dope if you stop and listen to his lyrics. It's cool. And it wouldn't be as cool if he rapped the way everyone else raps.
Right.
Like, he fits extra words in there that make the shit off beat, but then the bar is dope.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like you gotta pick and choose.
So it's like how does Blueface become like a RZA in the sense where it's just like, oh yeah, you guys don't fault me for this.
He would have to make songs that are better than the songs he makes now.
Yes, to use words like perpendicular
or kill a nigga.
Mm-hmm. Perpendicular. I hope he doesn't do that.
Perpendicular.
Wow.
Track 3.
I shot that nigga perpendicular.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how RZA would say it. Yeah. He can't actually pronounce it.
Perpendicular.
Because as you can tell, he was selling crack instead of going to high school.
Yeah.
You got to give niggas a pass if they sold crack.
He didn't even want to sell crack. He wanted to just make music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sold that the MP1200.
School was on Woozy. The bottom of the totem pole.
That
music.
You bought a jam, the smallest jam sport you could find to steal an MP2.
I will say.
At that point, I'm just picking the shit up and running with it. Like, I never have to come back to the store.
Y'all think he washes his bandana?
No.
Nah.
That shit is on at all times. Like, he sleeps with the shit
don't
on.
Don't smell it.
I was
it's like smelling the floors.
Don't I was worried it. When Rick Carl was sleeping on the roof all day. Also, you're not taking showers then, nigga, huh?
Nah, sometimes the ball piece.
And no one noticed that they're not. Maybe he was showering at the Y. That was a thing you could do.
That's back that. Then, yeah, that is true.
Nah,
that
ass. I have a.
You could actually also just stay at the Y.
Oh.
Like, you could pay like a small fee. Back then, I know you could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you need to stay at the Y,
unless the village people are around, then you don't want to stay there. Then.
You guys trying to stay at the Y one day?
Hell no. Nigga, I have a home.
For now.
That is true. For now.
Family, nigga.
I don't know how shit going to turn out in the future, but right now,
once the Wu-Tang hears this, nigga, you better move.
Next, three Saturdays from now, let's all stay at the
Y. They just be like, oh, all right. It's a different conversation then.
No, it's not.
I think it's safe to say that ODB is the best part of the show. RZA's okay.
Nah, I fuck with RZA, though.
I fuck with RZA. I fuck with RZA trying to steal the SP1200 and stuff it in a book bag. And I was just looking at it like, sir, that's not going to fit. The clerk comes around and was like, that's not going to fit.
With the worst I caught you line ever?
Worst.
Yeah, it's not going to fit. And he just stares at him like...
Because I was his man's. Like,
and I
was
know, like, but he just stares at him like, nigga, say something else, nigga. It wasn't clever.
Like, are you going to run? Or?
That's what I said when he was he like, was yo, like, if you put it back,
I won't ban you. I was like,
and,
I
would if he would have just said that would have been cooler.
I would run because
that's
all I needed.
But nah, it's not.
It's not, but.
That shit also requires cables.
I'll go to another store then.
I was tired when that nigga said, I'll sell you the floor model, but I don't got a manual. Like, no, RZA, listen to me, RZA. You need the manual.
That was the RZA's flex. Like, yeah, I got an SP. And I did the whole album without ever having to read the manual. And I was
we
like,
can tell, nigga.
Nigga, none of us have ever read the manual. There are no producers out here reading manuals, nigga. That's no, but you're going to know, like, make shit.
No, he went in at like zero. You at least got to know like, a little bit about it.
I didn't know how to use my machine.
Oh, well, there you go. Trying to rizzering over here.
Yeah, this nigga stay rizzering.
Eventually, though, I did say, right, at least let me watch a YouTube.
Yeah, I was just about to say. At some point. I was like, yeah, he's on the main, but he went to, yeah, he went to YouTube, though.
This nigga, though, I will say, he was like, yo, this shit will just keep looping and looping and looping endlessly. And I was just like, but you got mad beats where the loop is off.
Yeah.
So, yep.
It didn't do its job.
Nah, it did. It was,
I mean, the songs are better for it, though.
Nah, it's
100%.
Nah, but it's a 2-minute and 30-second loop. So it's just
because like, and then it goes. It's like I was listening to Cuban Links, and I don't remember what song it was, but the chorus definitely just bleeds into the fucking verse.
Yeah,
like the sample. And I'm just like, yeah, nigga, that's not how a loop works. It's supposed to end.
Nah, fuck that. You but make your own rules.
It's cool,
but I like it. I'm signed up for this show. I'm here.
One of the things I really do like about it is when they do like the actual sample they use for the records and they just play that in the background.
Yeah.
And then you hear like getting chopped up.
I love the fucking intro. Just hearing that beat every time. I'm just like, it's just hard.
Fucking they said with what's his name? Raekwon that okay. I was like, all right, I hope during this whole podcast I kept saying Raekwon and I didn't fuck up and say Rakim.
No, you said Raekwon.
Okay, yeah, you said Raekwon.
Because Rakim will fuck
not Raekim.
Yeah, because Ray Kim, because I was going to bring that up. How I was like, they just let that go? Yeah. I'm like,
was that Rakim on the show?
Yeah.
Was that Rakim? Because that was a good ass Rakim.
No. Yeah, actually, it was just a fake Rakim.
Okay. That was a good ass Rakim.
Nigga, Rakim old.
I know, but damn,
look at this. They didn't have him play young.
Just a 56-year-old Rakim.
That looked different.
They CGI'd him.
I know, yeah, you know.
But yeah, Shorty definitely comes over and she's like, yo, what y'all listening to? Oh, this that new Ray Kim.
Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah.
That's not how that's pronounced.
Yeah, it's not.
Everyone knows how to say Rakim.
But
I forgot Eric B was a...
Yeah, that's like a regular name, too. That's not even like
I was mad when that Jamaican nigga was like, you got Eric's number? Eric B? Like, I know you know more Eric's than Eric B.
there are more things to be upset about with that character.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just toss it to Chris on this one.
Fam.
Here we go.
Go ahead, Chris.
Patois Poppy.
Get it off your chest.
I don't understand why... They just can't do patois the way patois is spoke to it.
Nigga said, like, Ross Klotz. Yo, I was like, what the fuck is Ross Klotz?
Drawn out. I was like, nigga. Well, I do fake patois, and I don't even
nigga pronounce all
like
the
that,
vowels
bro.
And consonants, all that shit. I swear to God, I've never seen patois
love.
Done.
Chrissy C.
Done authentically since Belly. Like, I don't
That's the
I
last time.
It.
That was the last time.
Ox was the last nigga to speak patois probably.
Last.
Fucking
time.
Screen.
You know what you guys, you got to watch Shadows.
Yeah, Shadows was good.
Because that's good patois.
Shadows was real good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was real Jamaican.
Yeah.
I gotta rewatch that
there's
movie.
There's also endless, like, just long-ass sex scenes for no reason in that movie.
Yo,
Shorty's just fucking, like, homie's just fucking Shorty from the jewelry store. And I'm just like, why?
But then again, I know mad Jamaicans.
Shorty was bad, though.
Yeah,
I know mad Jamaicans in the 90s that used to brag about that shit. Just fucking on, like, the big-ass fucking... They have little camcorder shit set up with their tripod and shit like that. I used to have, like...
Oh, yeah. It was really sus that homie was just, like...
He used to watch... Yeah,
non-stop watching his own sex tapes. Like, while other niggas was coming in to talk to him, they just have to stand there and watch him fuck his girl.
I remember one time one of my friends' dad was, like, bringing us home. And the nigga just had, like, mad, like, video cassettes in the back. And shit like that in like a pillowcase.
Oh,
and I'm
shit.
Like, what the That's fuck sus. Is that?
It is very sus.
Yeah, and then it comes out to later, the nigga was doing like wild cheating. He was like fucking other moms and shit like Ooh. That.
And he was just like holding it. On to all of this evidence
in his work van. That's not sus at all.
That was the first and last time that nigga ever took me home, too. But yeah, what was I gonna say? Oh, they said with Raekwon. He's wearing a fat suit. So there's like, as it progresses, he's going to get fatter and fatter. And I think that's what I'm most interested in watching.
Now, in my head, I'm like, that's going to look bad. Yeah. I'm sure that's bad.
I feel like they're going to get it right.
Nah, remember when they did Fat Albert with Kenan Thompson? It's going to be that.
I hope it's not going to be that. Cause
why Ant just walk in here looking like a diva? You sit your ass down.
She definitely came in like, I'm a pop star now.
Yeah.
my album's done.
Remember that Drake and Josh? You. Remember that Drake and Josh episode with that little famous white girl? That's when Ann came in dressed like, don't touch me, I'm famous.
Citrus? Am I Citrus?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm Citrus.
Wow. You are.
Damn. That's your new nickname now, Citrus.
Well, he's Lulu Lamone, so.
That's Citrus.
He's Citrus. Luscious Lamone.
Get your vitamin C on, son.
Okay. All right, when we do the Wu-Tang American saga about the Dunkirk 4, I'm going to make sure I write that shit in there.
I feel like
I'm going to definitely RZA the shit.
We're not as cool. See,
nah, we're not leaving him in charge of this
oh,
shit.
Oh, I'm RZA-ing this shit.
Nah. Just the soundtrack. That's
it. I'm dying the first episode.
Nah, you're good. I'm going to just make your character a habitual cheater.
Wow.
Oh. You got to go home to that.
Oh,
you got to go home to questions.
Shit.
Wow.
That's
look how you got me out here.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy. But
look how
it.
You got you.
I
look
get
how, wow.
Look how she got you. Who's she? We don't know. Listen to the next episode to
look
find
how
out.
She got Lou.
Yeah, this is,
oh, wow.
Hermanay.
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 You was like, Hermanay? No, nigga, not Hermanay. You know she got mad wands.
Oh, Hermanay.
Hermanay played by Shaniqua.
Played by Shaniqua.
West?
Yo. Yes. I'm all for it.
She'd be the perfect Hermanay.
She would.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a compliment or like.
She gets typecast. And she was talking about it on Instagram. Oh, and okay, like, cool. That is another character that would be.
I got to go watch Single Man Prom. Shout out to.
Remember that.
Word.
Bobby Ashley.
Young Bobby. Good old Bobby.
Yeah, not at the season.
Shout out to Bobby.
Now that the new season came out, I could do my nigga shit and now sign up for the free trial and just bitch.
They put up the code for it and everything. They already know.
I fuck with them. They know exactly how I watch TV.
That was just for you, Chris.
Word. But I appreciate that. Shout out to them. But anyway, we didn't talk about Wu-Tang and Hermanay and Toys R Us.
Hermanay, when no one is around you, say baby, I love you.
It's happening.
Yes! No. Oh my God!
Why are you excited?
What a dope way to end the podcast. I'm like, oh man. Good
thank
for you, man.
You're talking into his high-pitched bag.
Yeah, all right.
See you.
We gonna throw that bag in the ocean. But anyway.
Wow.
This has been episode 68.
He said we gonna beat that bag with a stick.
Nigga been coming at me hot this whole episode.
Don't worry. I'll dive back in and grab the bag. I'll grab the bag out. I'm good at swimming.
Episode Tekashi 6ix9ine, man.
Oh, no.
Is it 2 weeks from now, nigga? We're taking a break next week, just so you know.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, all right, cool. All right, so
they said free Tekashi. I said leave him right where he's at.
There we go. So yeah, this has been episode 68. As always, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DuckJordan_. You can also go to homebodymerch.com. It's homebody hoodie season, bitch.
It is.
Uh-huh. By the time this podcast drops, you should be able to go to homebodymerch.com and check out all my fall stuff. Last week, we did like a very dope shoot. And I'm very grateful for my friends for participating in that.
The
pictures came out dope. Woo. I also want to say that I never want to be that close to Marcel again. Editing this nigga's photos, fam, this nigga was talking to me as I'm editing and like in my head.
Oh, it's great.
Where I was just like zooming
nigga,
in.
You better put my hot top right, nigga.
He was just like, yo,
get the curls, nigga.
No,
curls,
he was just like, nigga, get away from me. I'm like, yo, fam.
I mean, if you are that close,
get off my face.
Fam, I was
yo, we got some good pics of Marcel, man.
There was one set that we took where I was on the couch take a pic, and I had something on my lip, and James didn't tell me. I went back to look. I'm like, what the fuck is that on my lip?
Yo, I didn't even see that.
Nigga, is that a bum bump? What the fuck?
What, how many pics was that in there?
It was like that whole, like.
Aw, damn.
But it's just like, I photoshopped it out. Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. It was just weird that it was
there. I didn't see it.
I didn't feel it. It was weird. But,
You had a sticky hammer pause.
Yeah, that was
shout out my
that's probably
hammer.
What stuck it there. Mm.
The sticky hammer, yeah.
The Molniers, yeah. Like.
I brought that shit right back. Fuck. All right. One last thing before I throw it to y'all to where they can find you at.
That's what she said.
Amazon now is doing this bullshit thing where they teamed up with like Kohl's or UPS teamed up with Kohl's to do. Like
who teams up with Kohl's?
Nigga, I don't know. But now.
I do for socks.
And UPS at that.
Yo, it's the weirdest fucking thing where now they have drop-off.
You bought a hammer.
Yeah, you dropped the shit off at Kohl's.
You dropped the shit off. You probably like it because you live next to
it. It's right there.
I fucking hate that shit because the lines are always dumb long.
Oh,
I don't trust them shits. It's
my
the
shit
worst.
Is like, I show up, there's one other person standing on that line, Max.
Fam, me and Marcy.
Some lady tried to skip me. I just looked at her and she was like, oh, is this the line? I was like, nah, just several people standing behind me for no fucking reason. I mean, we're all just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Move, bitch.
yo, me and Marcy, when we dropped off your shirt, I went back to drop off the photo shoot. Yeah, I went to Kohl's. I was on the line for like 45 minutes because some old bitch at the front of the line.
Yeah, you definitely came at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So there's mad people there.
But I'm like,
you got to do that shit early, dude.
But I'm like, why y'all niggas not at work? Because it was like, what the fuck?
This is the thing I've
learned. Nigga, why you not at work?
I was on break.
Nobody goes to work. I go to the movies at like 8 a.m. on a Monday. Packed.
Why?
No one has jobs.
So that's funny.
Nigga, what the fuck? It's like everyone at Fresh Metals works at night. Like, what the fuck?
I'm still stuck when this nigga said, no, bitch, we're just standing here just to look stupid.
Yeah, there was some old lady at the front of the line. She didn't know how to bring up the QR code on her phone.
Oh, and dude. It might have been the same old lady that was there.
Oh, my God.
While I was
doing
it, because he kept saying, like, oh, if you just give me your phone, I can get into your Amazon account. And she kept saying no. And I was just like, ma'am, that's his job.
Who gave old people phones?
He's standing on this, like, elevated platform thing, even though the nigga was, like, 6'8". He's standing there, and his job is to do your Amazon return that you don't know how to do yourself.
I'm really fucking sick of old people that swear that like that think they know everything because they're old. Like, yeah, I respect my elders and all that shit, but nigga, shut the fuck up sometimes. Like, if you don't even know how to use like a phone, how about you fucking, since you know every goddamn thing, you figure out how to fucking get your QR code up so that nigga can
so
scan
mad,
the shit.
He can't even get the words.
So I can fucking go back to where I was so fucking tight. I hate old people for that. Because it's always the fucking nigga that's like, oh, you young people don't know shit. Well, nigga, fucking learn how to send a text, then talk to me. Like, it's not even that hard. Fuck. I hate y'all so much. So much.
It's like, go back to your Android.
But take care of the elderly in your neighborhood.
So we're going to be able to find you, James.
Yeah, James, please. That shit got me tight.
Can't find him on an Android.
I thought Ant opened up her Android. Niggas playing a DS in
the corner. I thought that was an Android too.
She don't even have a Switch. She always behind with technology. <That's
crazy. laughs> Yo, she gonna take up back the bread, nigga.
No,
the bread. Damn. Oh shit, she about to hit James with the bread.
Hit the nigga with the bread.
She about to hit me with the bread, but he said it.
He said it.
Damn.
All right, James, where can the people find you?
You can find me at @just_jivimus. That's J-U-S-T underscore. The best way to spell J-V-M-E-S.
That's all type
you ruined it.
Wow.
You can't do that ever again.
I don't even
want to
say mine anymore.
Nah, but you could. You can find me also at homebodymerch.com. I'm general manager. And we're doing a good sale next week. 0% off.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's exactly the sale.
So
we're doing a homebody garage sale. We're sending all these niggas old hoodies.
We are.
The ones he wore.
Homebody drive.
That's homebody drive.
I thought he was gonna say homebody
drive.
Homebody drive by.
Just throwing hoodies out the
homebody,
the window.
Yo, the homebody compound is gonna be on homebody drive. We're gonna get the street. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it.
We're buying Dunkirk.
It's gonna be on the corner of Seaman and Cummings.
Yes, Seaman and Cummings.
That's an actual street in Washington Heights.
Yes, it
not
is.
Not even lying.
Not, he's not picture. Lying at all.
That's a nasty block.
Oh, you know it is. I got tatted on that block.
Yeah, he did.
Did you get tested after you got tatted?
Nope. YOLO. Nope.
Oh, Lord.
That's a short YOLO.
That's just a yo.
Yeah, just a yo, nigga. Peruge. You
okay.
Find me at
this thing is so fascinated by per use.
I'm trying to be on your level. I gotta see why you use it.
I'm about to it's myself. Good. It's like
it's not good. I'm just trying
eloquence.
To get
it's
say it again.
Eloquence.
Never say eloquence while right. Popping your chest into the microphone. But Louis,
this thing is like a whole chicken. Eloquence.
Eloquence.
You're a chicken head.
I am.
Yeah, we need to bring that back. Chicken.
No, we don't.
I'm gonna start calling women chicken.
Oh
head.
Boy.
No.
Yeah, I'm saying no. We don't.
Not in this era.
Word?
Yeah, we're
really
not doing
Marcel?
That. Yeah,
definitely not in this era.
You've called them worse. Right,
I'm gonna start calling white women in the head.
But like, I use names when they're applicable.
Oh,
like a bitch is a bitch when she's being a bitch.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Other than that, you're just a lovely young lady.
Okay.
So why can't I use that for chicken head?
Okay.
Wasn't this the chicken head?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for that visual on this podcast.
No problem. Yo, could you imagine some shorty on the dance floor doing that now? But not to like a chingy song.
She gotta be over 30.
She's doing that to like the new Quavo single.
Nigga, I was doing that in the shower this morning. The fuck?
Hey.
That's how I wash my knees.
Nick, where's the soap?
On my loofahs that's attached to my hand. So
do you
as
use
I do,
hand loofahs?
I have loofahs. I have face rags. I have the exfoliating gloves. I got all
I have
that
the,
shit.
I have two washcloths, you know, one for body, one for face.
Okay.
And then
son.
Proud of you, King.
I have like the back scrubber shit.
Yo, okay. This is the longest outro ever, but I gotta say this other shit where I go through maybe like 8 rags a week because I be forgetting which color rag is mine and which one was face and not which all one brown. Was like ass.
Oh, so I have a system.
Like, I'm like,
one,
fuck it.
The light one, face. The dark one, body. That's how I do
Yo,
it.
Yo, and I'd advise people, do not buy white.
Yeah, no, buy white.
I mean,
buy so black, you know. Man.
The white one is usually the one for the face.
That's true. Nah, but there's white, people out there that use it for the body.
The white one should be for the body.
I mean, yeah. You
for the ball
show
piece.
Exactly how filthy you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, exactly. So you know that, you know, if you got a little... If you're taking a trip down Skid Row, listen, bro, you know. If
she, that's but that's one that you should.
If the white
leave.
Come up brown, that's a problem.
Not you if just you just took a shit and went in the shower. That's what I'm saying.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. That's how you always the best way to spot Lewis the designer. Don't ask me none of these questions.
Yo, I'm just.
Lou, what color is your cloth?
I want y'all to know if I'm
green.
Bugging.
It's blue.
Oh, it's blue? Okay.
This nigga only got one class. He nasty.
Yeah, right?
He didn't have multiple answers. He washes ball pieces face.
No, I don't wash my face.
Feet. He don't wash his face. You heard him.
No, I wash my face.
Oh, damn. Moose is really light skinned like me. This nigga dirty.
It's just been a minute.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
You can find me at homebodymerch.com.
Why are y'all here?
We here.
You can find me everywhere at drumfood, DRUM_FU. Go listen to me and Capital O.D.'s new singles everywhere.
Just too late.
Too late.
Way too late.
I really fuck with that song.
September 20th, man.
James, September 20th.
September 20th.
Paper
box. We in the building. Paper box.
Brooklyn.
Woo. The biggest event of the year.
Young
the
biggest aunt. Diva I ever met.
The biggest
my life
diva ever. They call her Red
she
Eye for short.
Red Eye.
That's they call
Red Eye Ant.
Red Eye Ant.
Yo, nigga, what you singing at your show?
New shit.
That shit. Oh, word. Yeah, that shit better not be whack. I'm coming with like a sack full of tomatoes.
Facts.
You always I'm perform gonna be on days when I'm at work, so I won't be there again. I'll be there in spirit.
I'm going to be on stage hitting her with tomatoes. Fuck it.
And being a backup dancer at the same damn time.
Hey.
There you go.
You can't.
She's going to eat them tomatoes.
It's assault.
Yeah, be on the lookout for ticket info.
Okay, ticket info coming soon.
Shit, come through.
Pull up.
Ticket info.
Best show of the year.
Link in bio. Not my bio because I got too much shit. But you could go to Lewis' page. You could go to Antoinette Music. She probably got the link in her bio. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't go to her page.
AntoinetteMusic.com.
AntoinetteMusic.com. Yeah, she got a website.
Look, yo, she got some price. You don't even know.
I got a website?
That's what happens when you got a good manager.
She was like,
that's
I got right. a .com.
Just like, we giving that. Shit's moving for you without you even knowing.
We giving
even,
that nigga 40% now.
Not even .biz?
Nah.
That's how you should do it. .xyz? Yeah, they got some wild dots out there.
They do.
Yeah.
We could talk about that on the next podcast.
You get .samurai if you really wanted to.
What about, I want .luis.
You, don't want
you can get right. it if you want.
You know what?
That's a Dominican euro.
All right. I'll see y'all later.
Peace.
I'll see you later.